Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
Tools, even some abort tools. Any questions, comments, or concerns, press 1. For everyone else, thanks for attending another session. I'm pleased to teach, but it's an honor to learn. Certainly, courtesy of KTL University.
Oh, please don't be frightened. I'm terribly sorry about this.
You are! They are!
Peace, peace, peace to you and yours, peace to you and yours. Welcome to Know the Ledge Radio. You are now rocking with the best. This is your host, the Red Pillar, soon to be joined by my co-host, the Blue Pill. Pardon us for the technical difficulties. This is the retrograde, so, you know, things do happen. But nevertheless, we in the building, you know what I mean, live and direct on this monumental, powerful show, all right? Now, the topic for tonight, because we really don't have enough time to get into too many things, but I'm waiting for this computer that I'm on to begin to act right, because for some reason, it was working with me all the way up into 8:59, so I can't blame anybody of a lighter complexion or whatever, because, you know, it's this Mac. This Mac is acting crazy. So we're going to wait for this thing to charge up. But the title for the show tonight is entitled Trayvon Martin. The Trayvon Martin Factor. And what that means is that there are a lot of factors that are evolving or pertaining to this case. This case that has seemed to capture the attention of the world, not just the nation, but the world at hand. Everybody is paying attention. Everybody is, you know, the sentiments of the world are being felt around this case right now, and it represents many, many, many factors that many different organizations and teachers are actually the platforms that they're standing on. So what we're going to do tonight is we're going to open up the lines and we're going to introduce and invite some of our esteemed guests who many of the family have are already familiar with from being previous guests on the show. We do have our brother Polite scheduled to appear tonight. We do have our master teacher, our brother Taj Tariq Bey. And we do have other esteemed guests on the show tonight that we're going to introduce and bring on this platform so they could speak about, you know, the issues that are surrounding this case and many other situations that need to be talked about. All right? So before we do, before we get into the, I want to know, is my switchboard person, can you go ahead and open up the Blue Pills line? That's the 347 number. I'm going to give it about 5 seconds. I'm not sure if I'm even online with them right now. But, Blue, if you dare say something. All right. Just give that brother a moment. Like I said, let me get into some announcements before we get this thing going. All right? We do have a few events coming up this weekend that are very monumental to the participants that are in the area. I really, 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 really stress the importance of at least making it to one of these events, all right? So in New York, we have our brother Polite doing his anniversary. I believe it's the three-year. Pardon me if I'm misquoting it. It's either the three-year or the brother's two-year anniversary from the point that he stepped on that stage, all right, and began the teaching and whatnot. So 60-plus books later, we have our brother representing, you know what I'm saying, doing something major, 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 to my like, to my knowledge, hasn't been done before, and he's bringing some monumental heavy hitters on the stage at the same time to spread this information. Now, he'll be introducing to the family, and he'll be bringing forth Brother Lloyd Strayhorn, Africa Bambaataa, all right, Queen of Four, the Kabbalah god A.A. Rashid, the general Sarasu and Seti, and the master student Minister Inky. All right, this will all be taking place in CPAC in Brooklyn, New York, March 25th, Sunday, March 25th. The doors open at 3 p.m., and I believe they close at 9 or 10 p.m., all right? So if the family is in the New York tri-state area, I really, really stress the importance of going out to that event right there and being amongst, you know what I'm saying, being amongst family, being able to build with the family, definitely being able to get information and solutions that pertain to the issues that are basically going on right now in society, all right? Now, for the family that's in the South, okay, on that Southern grid that seems to be waking up, I say to that, we are going to have our brother Taj Tariq Bey at, he's going to be speaking at Othello's, okay? I have the address and everything available for the family, like I said, as soon as the computer begins to work. But the brother will be at Othello's tomorrow, I believe at the hours of 2 p.m. as well, or 3 p.m., okay? And you can go to the Greater Seal of Atlanta. I believe, yeah, they're online and they're on Facebook for further information about that event. And when he comes on in a little while, we'll have him give us some further information about that. And going on simultaneously at Tarsili's Raw Reality Restaurant right here in the West End, we have Day of Wellness Retreat, okay? The Day of Wellness Retreat, where we are going to be welcoming some of the best and the brightest in the fields of wellness and also in the fields of sound, healing, and things of that nature. We're going to be welcoming for the first time the brothers from the Temple of Anu, okay? And that's going to be the brother from the Temple of Anu. We're going to be opening up the stage for our brother Astarius Miraculi. We're also going to be welcoming Wayne Chandler and a host of other luminaries that are going to be on deck tomorrow. But like I said, we'll get into that a little further going into the show. All right? Okay. This computer's still acting up. All right. Now, for the family that was present on the show, I believe it was on Tuesday, there was a segment when we opened up the show, and, you know, I basically went into a rant, yeah, because as I explained to the family, this Trayvon Martin thing began to really catch my attention, and I'm sure from looking at the traffic on the social networks and also looking at the conversation in the barbershops, it has captured the attention of many, 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 many people who, you know, necessarily wouldn't really be giving their attention to situations such as this, you know what I'm saying? The same people that were posting high heel Jordans, you know, 50% off Christian Louboutin boots and stuff like that, these same people are changing, you know, their icons, their avatars to stand in solidarity with the brother Trayvon Martin. And in a day and time like this where, you know, people are pretty much disconnected from a lot of things that are going on in you know, socio-political arenas, that is something that basically really began to catch, you know, it made me stop and stand for a minute like, wow, this thing is beginning to catch on. You know, we do know that the brother was, this case that is on the books right now is about a month old. It occurred during the night of the All-Star game, all right? And it began to catch momentum around social networks and popular radio hosts such as Michael Bazin. And before I go any further, I want to really, 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 really stress the importance of these radio hosts that have the ears and the minds of millions upon millions upon millions of our people, working class, unemployed, you know, you name it. They are being tuned into by a plethora of our people, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of these people are proactive in spreading the message and getting the word out, all right? So amongst their congregations, amongst their workforce, amongst their lodges, all kind of, you know, different groups and circles that people that are listening to these shows are able to spread information. And, you know, shows like the Steve Harvey Show. So when they're not dealing with, you know, gossip, banter, and things of that nature on these radio shows, these morning shows, and I'm not trying to signal out anybody in particular, I just refrain from listening to morning radio, you know, because I don't want to hear about what Beyonce is wearing, or, you know, I don't want to hear about who Trey Songz is sleeping with. That's not really, you know, where I want to put my mind, especially in the morning when I wake up and I'm supposed to be focused on doing so much bigger things like uplift humanity and things of that nature. I try to stay away from that. You know what I mean? When I go on World Star Hip Hop, I go to check that out. But anyway, you know, these people, they do have power, and they're beginning to exercise they're beginning to use radio for what it was intentionally used for. The brother Bob Law on one of our previous shows spoke about what black radio really entails and what it was really used for. You know what I'm saying? So I do applaud Michael Bazin, I do applaud Steve Harvey, and I do applaud the other broadcasters out there that have decided to take up socio-political, socio-economic issues and speak about them to their broad platform.
Peace. Right, as well as other people on the Blog Talk format who have addressed this issue as well. I believe that Sister Abundance Child did a show last night. I saw that on my text feed or what have you. So, you know,
I do want to give her props as
very
well.
Very important that we acknowledge, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. those that are actually, you know, doing the work and using these platforms to broadcast a message to the community to get people on one accord.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And that is a show of unity. It's a show of solidarity. It's a show of oneness. And it speaks volumes. We may not realize it, those of us that are on the inside looking out, but it speaks volumes, you know, to the world. Because when we begin to stand up as one with one voice on one platform, look at what happens. You know what I'm saying? Look at the power that we have when we really begin to say enough is enough and we turn the lights on. You understand? So, yeah, I want to give those people props. The best advice that I would have for them is to please not to drop the ball, to continue, you understand, to present solutions, to continue to be news reporters, because we don't have nightly news as of yet. We don't have weekly news as of yet. We don't have powerful enough news outlets online, such as a Huffington Post or a Drudge Report and things of that nature, where we could log on to and receive our daily update as to what's happening, you know, around the world dealing with our people. So for these radio shows, for these internet shows, even brothers and sisters who have the power to be on television, utilize your power, all right? Gossip will not help. It's not gonna heal anything, any of the issues that we have, you know, the millions of issues that we have. Gossiping and talking about what somebody is wearing and stuff like that, You know, that's cool for Google AdSense and how to get money on the internet. You know, I know that that's a scam and everything, but we don't need that right now, okay? Really don't. You know what I mean? And if you find yourself caught up with radio shows and, you know, TV shows and things of that nature, this, you know, this is all that they do. You need to check yourself, okay? And see what you're being fed, you know what I mean? So we'll leave it at that. Blue.
Yeah. You know, I definitely want to acknowledge the people whose Facebook timeline to me has served like a CNN ticker.
Word.
Because,
word.
You know, when I'm out here, I'm in the street, traveling, I'm not able to, you know, and I haven't seen TV in Lord knows when, so, you know, I don't sit in front of the tube all day. That's not how I'm getting my information. When I log online, I have set destinations that I go to. But when I get to Facebook, you know, I've been overwhelmed by information and updated information. You know what I'm saying? They've been very thorough in their news reporting. You know what I'm saying? And I actually
yes,
see them
indeed.
Utilize that platform to get the information out. There's people that was trying to sell Manolo Blahnik last week in the New Jordans, you know what I'm saying? Or they was blogging about Chris Brown and Rihanna, you know, now they on a, you know what I'm saying? They on a
Trayvon.
Justice
for Trayvon. Yeah, Justice for Trayvon. 1 million hoodies and stuff and things of that nature. And that family speaks volumes, especially if you're doing the knowledge as to what this era and this age represents. You understand? This, in my opinion, is the event of 2012, the first of many, but this event right here is truly the window. Okay, I said it last week that this is the litmus test. You understand? This is the litmus test for many, many, many reasons, and it's also the litmus test for different organizations. But the window is open. The work that many of our different organizations have been putting in, from the Moors to the RBGs to the occult circle, to the metaphysical culture, to the metaphysical circle, there's gonna come a time when you're gonna be afforded a window of opportunity to jump through, because it's like we speak on our show many times, the platform that we have, where there are hundreds of people listening in for episode after episode after episode, we are just the small 1%. This is like a classroom. This is KTL University. Welcome for our first-time listeners. Okay? Nodalez University. This is where we gather to share information. This is where we gather to brainstorm. Okay? This is a think tank. But the purpose of a think tank is to utilize the information, okay, weigh it against what works and what doesn't work, the pros and the cons, and take what works and take it into the real world, take it into the matrix where the rest of our people are. And by doing so, you can implement what is known as change. So when opportunities such as this present themselves, and people who necessarily wouldn't be paying you or your message or your movement or anything that you're about any kind of attention, when they begin to pay attention to that, are you prepared now to strike? And we're just talking about strike with information. We're talking about seizing this opportunity to say, you know what? People are paying attention. What I'm going to do now is we're going to put little teams together and start disseminating information on the train. Or we're going to start disseminating information on college campuses. Or we're going to start disseminating information in barbershops while they're awake for 2 days or 3 days or whatever. While they're, you know, while they're not worried about the Final Four You know what I'm saying? Before the NBA finals start and whatnot, you take advantage of these things. Because when you look at the situation, we cannot bring Trayvon Martin back to life. All right? Trayvon Martin has joined the ancestors. Trayvon Martin, to my knowledge, was an Aquarius. Born February 5th. This is the age of Aquarius. There's something when you look at Trayvon Martin's face. When you look in it, what is his eyes saying? His eyes are saying that make sure that I did not die in vain. You understand? Make sure that my death is not taken in vain and is utilized as a hashtag on Twitter or a little popular trending topic for about a week. And then you forget about me, and then the killings continue. Black, melanated Moorish youth are continuously put in coffins after my death. Or make sure that we don't allow these racists, these Ku Klux Klan members that are basically still in control, okay, still pushing the buttons and still lynching our people in these modern days, make sure we put some fire to them. I was doing some research for a lecture that's coming up about 2 weeks ago. And matter of fact, I was doing some research for the Polite Lecture when I opened up. And for anybody that was a participant and was in the audience at the Polite Lecture, you could co-sign what I'm talking about. I brought up the fact that the biggest tourist attraction in Georgia, while we on the case of the KKK, and we're going to talk about, you know, racism and whatnot, or white supremacy. You know, some people say that that term is a misnomer, but you know what I'm talking about. The biggest tourist attraction in Atlanta, black, you know, they call this Hotlanta. This is the quote-unquote Mecca for quote-unquote black people, correct? When I began to do the research on Stone Mountain, I began to find out that this Stone Mountain has a bas relief. A bas relief is a carving, one of the largest bas reliefs of the world, of four Confederate soldiers. Then when I did further research, I came across information that said that the KKK was inaugurated on Thanksgiving on the top of Stone Mountain. And then when I decided to go visit Stone Mountain to see for myself, I was on Robert E. Lee Boulevard. And then I drove past a plantation just right there on Stone Mountain. And then as I'm climbing up Stone Mountain, there was three Confederate flags flying in the air. And this is Atlanta, Georgia's number one tourist attraction. Everybody is there. Negroes was up and down jogging on Robert Lee Boulevard trying to show me their dentures and whatnot, smiling from ear to ear like something sweet, like there's a reason to be smiling. So I stepped back and said, well, goddamn. It seems to me, and this is not the only situation, because if anybody ever went into these Georgia courts and tried to stand on your square, you would truly understand what's really going on behind the scenes. All right? The Ku Klux Klan and all of their Masonic brethren and everybody else that was in control while you were enslaved are still in control. Nothing has changed. Cut it out with all of that. This is a black Mecca. You're lying to yourself. Okay? The Boule and the other Negroes who have been appointed positions of power run this thing, and they're using a face. It's a face card game, but behind closed scenes, they bow down. You understand? They're kissing the rings, and they're giving the money up to these crackers. Bottom line, there's no way to cut it. I was sold a lie. I was sold a myth. You know what I'm saying? I was sold a theory that this is a black town. This is not a black town. This is not a black state. Yeah, you got people, Moors, melanated, indigenous, aboriginal inhabitants, but they don't got no goddamn power out here. The spell that's on Atlanta is extremely thick. In order to break the spell, the South has to rise up. We are witnessing this. The grid is beginning to wake up. We are witnessing this. People are beginning to, their eyes, the veils that are over people's eyes are beginning to be lifted. That's what apocalypse means. When you do the etymology and you do the research on what apocalypse means, for all of my 2012 apocalypse people, apocalypse simply means to lift the veil. Okay? Apocalypse simply means to open up your eyes. So, yes, people's eyes are being opened up. People are waking up. There are soldiers on the front line that are doing the work in the South. I want to give a shout-out to Sarah Sue and Seti because his information has done a lot for the people out here. I want to give a shout-out to Professor Griff. I want to give a shout-out to Brother Panic. I want to give a shout-out to Bobby Hemmett. I want to give a shout-out to Alexis Tyler. I want to give a shout-out to Nikki Love. I want to give a shout-out to Brother Ankh. I want to give a shout-out to the Red and the Blue Pill. I want to give a shout-out to Polite. I want to give a shout-out to Inky, okay? I want to give a shout-out to all of the other workers, you know, and it's not to say that if you haven't been down South that you're not doing the work. I want to give a shout-out to Ann Poo. I want to give a shout-out to the Millers. Many people, even if you haven't been to the South, to talk to the people in the South. They know about you, and they're benefiting off of your information, and they're studying you arduously. I want to give a shout-out to the brother Calvin Waqil. I want to give a shout-out to Taj Tariq Bey. I want to give a shout-out to Minister Justice, all of the Moors that are doing the work, all of the Moors that stood up. I want to give a shout-out to KT the Arch Degree. I want to give a shout-out to all of the Moors that stood up inside of these court systems, these draconian court systems, and may have got cut down, and may have got struck down. I want to give a shout-out to the Aboriginal Law Firm, Marrakush Society. I want to give a shout-out to Aileen Bay. You know what I'm saying? These brother, are names.
Yeah. Brother Amir.
I want to give a shout-out to Brother Amir, all right? I want to give a shout-out to all of the sisters who have been beneficial and monumental in helping out all of these brothers that I mentioned that are doing the work and these sisters that I mentioned that are doing the work, okay? Because we know besides every great movement, you have a bunch of sisters that are putting in the work arduously, all right? So I want to give a special shout-out to the mothers, to those who are doing the work, because you don't want to see these injustices and falsehoods and just these iniquities fall upon your children or your brother or your lover or your father or your grandfather and things of that nature. I definitely have to give a shout out to you. A lot of work is being done, but guess what, family? With all of the names that I've mentioned and all of the information that these brothers and sisters are bringing to the table and what they represent, we need about 1,000 more. Okay?
Right.
We need about 1,000 more that are doing the work nonstop.
Now, let me preface
right.
this. No coincidence
okay.
that here we are. It's the new moon. You know what I'm saying? We're celebrating the equinox, a new cycle, right? The sun died in the winter, and now it has started its ascension back to its rebirth process. Okay?
Yes.
Trayvon's parents lost the sun. Their son died. Okay, and now he is ascending to a pinnacle point where he is becoming the fulcrum of change because
yes.
his case alone is just changing people. They hadn't necessarily heard of none of those people that you mentioned. You know what I'm saying? For them, it's not even an issue of this, that, and the other. They can just relate to the pain of a parent,
yes.
and the feminine energy is very uncomfortable because she don't feel a sense of security.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
All the hot shit that niggas be talking about getting money, this, that, and the other, if we're not able to secure our assets and our assets to our future, coincidentally, we're having a show tonight, same day that the movie 444 comes out. We explained before, 444 means mother, father, and child. It means blood. It means generation. It's the bloodline. It's the future. Okay? 2012 is the play for the future. Who gets access to 2013? Everyone that stands on the platform, a door is open, a window is open, an opportunity will be presented sometime this year for you to prove yourself. You will be challenged.
And
you understand?
I want to add on that your iPad 3, okay, your iPhone 4, your car that drives itself and one button start, your Marty McFly Air Yeezys, none of these things qualify you for being part of the future. None of these things, okay? The technology in your pocket, on your hip, wherever you got your technology at, that is not an indication that you are in the future. And listening in the future will not put you in the future. That is that's one of the biggest blinds that we have fallen for as a people, that to be in the future, to be a part of the future, to be a part of 2012, that all you need is a piece of technology.
You said listen in the future?
At the same damn time, listen in the future won't put you in the future. I'm sorry. I hate to burst your bubbles, people, you know, but that ain't it. Okay? You are going to be presented the opportunity to prove to the world that you are ready for the future, that you are in the future. What is in the future, Red Pill? In the future means this, that we have been getting lynched as a people for hundreds of years. This is a modern-day lynching. There's no ifs, and, buts or about it. We are going to bring the sister Cy-Rock on. I forgot to give you a shout-out, Cy-Rock and Soul Messiah, Star, Kill Ripken, Patara, Tahuti, all of the artists, El Ra's Son, Royal Immortal. It's too many names to mention at this juncture right now, but for all of the hip-hop artists, all of the God-hop artists, all of the poets that are out there, not the Dead Poet Society, but the God-hop Poet Society, all of you guys and girls who have put together material and whatnot to raise up the vibrations and the frequencies of the people, I say good looking and keep it up. Jasari X, legend. I'm about to play his song as soon as this thing gets up. Are you in front of the control boards by any chance, Blue?
No, I'm not. I'm out here. I'm in New York. I'm in the streets of New York. I'm feeling the pulse of the city. I'm not in no chat room. I ain't on no computer. You know what I'm saying? I've been talking to people all day. I was on 125th with Sy Netta and the Rabbi A.A. Rashid, you know what I'm saying, and many brothers out there, you know what I'm saying?
No doubt. What's the street saying?
The answers of the people.
Yeah,
you know
what's the street talking about?
They fed up. You know what I'm saying? They fed up.
Of
you
course.
You know what I mean? But
why
as always, you know, particular situations such as this call for leadership. They call for someone who's going to step forth and actually channel that information in a productive channel to say, look, we can do A, B, and C. And there's various different ways to launch an attack. All right? Because there were particular laws that they're talking about or statutes that were put on the books in Florida that are preventing what people want to deem quote-unquote justice. So, again, this goes back to paper game. You know what I'm saying? Certain things have to be approached and tackled on paper before this, you know what I'm saying, physical manifestation of justice. Because people still calling for justice. They don't understand that there's a paper impetus in between them and justice. So I want to open the line at this time and, you know, start this episode up. We're bringing forth the guests. If we could open up Brother Minister Inky, or Brother Polite's line, I want to get those brothers involved because that is an area that they are directly attacking.
Well, before we open up the brother's line, I want to open up our brother Taj Tariq's line, all right, for my switchboard controller. There's a 215 number in the call queue. If you can open up that brother's line, because I want him to build on just the aspects of the paperwork and the corrections of status, things of that nature, you know, basically just repeating what he's been teaching over the past 5 years to the family out here worldwide. Right? So if I could get the 215 number open up, I definitely appreciate that. Like I said, I'm still waiting for my switchboard to comply with me, and it's not giving me the best results as we speak. All right. So as we wait, is there anything else that you wanted to share, brother?
You need to find yourself the nearest Starbucks.
It's not even about getting a signal. I got a signal. The wheel just keeps spinning. I'm having retrograde issues with my Mac. You dig? So, you know.
Yes. Definitely, at some point, we got to pay some bills as well. I know we had a late start, but we have to be, you know what I'm saying, very mindful that we have to get these advertisements out for the evening. We do want to remind the family that tomorrow on ATL, I did hear you mention, I just want to remind the family there are some key events that are going on. In particular, the first event is at Tassili's Royal Reality, the Heal the Whole You Retreat. Okay, and that directly deals with this particular situation because when we're talking about striking back, you know what I'm saying, whether it's something that you decide that you want to do physically, whether it's something you decide that you need to do mentally, spiritually, you know what I'm saying, on an astral plane or whatever, you have to have your mind right, you know what I'm saying? People, in order to be a standing army, there's certain things that you just have to get right about self so you can be effective.
Yes, indeed.
When you strike, you know what I'm saying? It don't make no sense if you're going to strike out and, you know, you can't even last, you know, you lose a win on the battlefield. You're going to get washed.
Yes, indeed. You get washed.
So, you know, to tap into them full potentialities of what it takes to be the warrior, that this particular time is calling upon we in Aries. You niggas need to stop playing.
Yes, indeed. I mean, it's in the air, though. You understand? It's
Hunger Games. How bad do you want it?
Well, you got to remember, family, we're in the retrograde, right? So the retrograde means to reflect. It's called going within. A lot of people like to give all kind of negative connotations to the retrograde, like, oh, you'll lose your phone or computers don't work and things like that. But they don't mention the fact that during the retrograde, it's a time, it's almost like Sankofa times. It's a time to look back. It's a time to look within. So with this case, you have a lot of people looking back now. You got a lot of people bringing back the past, saying that this reminds me of a lynching. That this reminds me of Jim Crow South, the way that the police was handling the case, the way that, you know, just the whole, the 911 tapes, homeboys, the stance that Zimmerman took, oh, he looks suspicious and whatnot, and these coons are always getting away with something, and I'm going to follow him, and I'm going to da-da-da. That's talk from the lynching days. That's Birth of a Nation era right there. You understand? but it still persists to this day. Why? Nobody never handled that. It's the same thing that I was saying before, what the spirits was telling me when I was on Stone Mountain. Avenge us. You happy-go-lucky-ass niggas out there, avenge us. Stop running around like something is sweet and you inside of KKK land. Avenge us. Do something. Negroes running around the land and whatnot, doing everything but the right thing. Avenge us. We ain't saying to go ahead and, you know, commit what some would be considered a crime. We would say bring our ancestors to justice because guess what? Like I said before, Jesse Jackson is still alive. And the same Caucasians, Albions, or whatever you want to term them, that spit in his face, kicked them, punched them, smacked them, hit him with a brick, and all of the other people that was marching, they still alive. Them people in the pictures, those lynching pictures without sanctuary, they still alive. Their children are still alive. People are still benefiting off of the work that they put in. So guess what? There's a whole bunch of spirits now. There's a soul that is still on this land, on this southern grid, that are like, guess what? We waking up. We can't take it no more. You understand? We cannot take it no more. Is it any coincidence that the county that Trayvon Martin was murdered in is named Seminole County? Do you know who the Seminoles are? That's, you got to do the research on that. The Seminoles are a tribe of misnomer, what they called Indians, but they are aboriginals, indigenous people. These people went to war with America three different times. There were three different Seminole wars. These are called the Swamp people. The Seminoles' complexions were copper tone. These are black people.
Yes, right.
Okay? With dreadlocks and goals in their mouth, looking just like anybody else standing in the Twin Lakes estates and whatnot, or the land of flowers that they call Florida. Long dreadlocks, goals in their mouth, and tattoos on their face. You do the research. I ain't making up. Okay? He got murdered in Seminole County. For all of my Moors out there, for all of my indigenous metaphysical people out there, because I see people sometimes trying to separate themselves from incidents when they become nationalized because they say, oh, this being sensationalized, and I'm too conscious to deal with any kind of sensationalism. This is a distraction. I'm trying to meditate. And I would say to that, you know, What can you say to that? There's nothing that I would say to that. I would just let them have that. Go and meditate. Do what you do. But we're going to take care of this issue right here. We're going to talk about this. You understand? And we're gonna put in some work so that things can be done. Because Trayvon Martin is just one case of millions, all right? He's one case of hundreds of millions. Your ancestors are screaming at you at this point. Who's going to answer them? Like Blue Pill said, the mothers are sick and tired of burying their sons. They want solutions. They want to feel protected. They want to see the presence of men in their neighborhood, not with their pants down to their goddamn ankles, okay? Not with some tight-ass jeans on, not wearing stilettos and purses. They want to see some real men in their neighborhood where they can feel safe that these men are going to protect them. That's what they want. These little boys out here, these little girls out here, they want to feel protected. They don't want to see no goddamn gangbangers running around. They don't want to see nobody running around in the hood feeding off of the living dead and whatnot, trying to make them part of that, dragging them into the underworld. They don't want that. A lot of the reasons why some of the youth are running around wearing skinny jeans, wearing, clothing that the generation before them wasn't wearing, like you see the brother has the Hollister shirt on, American Eagle, embracing Abercrombie and Fitch. We're gonna talk about Abercrombie and Fitch in a minute too, with the nigger pants that they put out, they got on the website. But these youth had started to rebel against what they said was, you know, the older generation that they were trying to get away from. So they began adapting. They turned into skateboarders, surfers, and things of that nature just to get away from that. They're looking for role models. They're looking for brothers that are inside of their hoods or their neighborhoods that they can feel safe around. You know, you understand? It's not trying to put a pack in their pocket or whatnot, or put a gun in their bag and whatnot, or trying to put some weed on them so they could get some money or some pills and whatnot. These are the issues that are inside of, that are in our face right now that we basically need to handle. They're not going anywhere. You can't meditate this away. You can't lecture this away. You know what I mean? You just can't make this thing go away. So, you know, like I said, we're going to go ahead and deal with these phone lines and bring in the guests for tonight so we can bring some solutions to the table, okay? And we can get some clarity on these situations, and we can move forward. We can arm ourselves with some knowledge, all right? So, Blue, do me a favor. You still there? Blue. All right. Well, we wait for Blue to come back. Just move forward. Let's just move forward. Now, I put a post on Facebook today. Interestingly enough, there was a story that came out around the same time this week that this whole Trayvon Martin story was beginning to gain legs. And it was dealing with a soldier in Afghanistan, okay? Just to show you that the Trayvon Martin situation, as much as they try to justify, and we're talking about these Caucasians or whatever from their side, as much as they try to justify it, as much as they try to come up with all of these excuses, I'm here to say that they've been killing babies since time immemorial. Bottom line. Okay, the soldiers that just came back from Iraq, when this Iraq conflict that took place, they was over there killing babies too. They in Afghanistan killing babies. They in Pakistan killing babies. They in Somalia killing babies. They in Uganda killing babies. Okay, they all over this planet with army fatigues on, killing babies. Don't get it twisted. Don't fall for the okie doke. And if you're in the service, you know what I'm talking about. And don't try to justify it either. So, this lieutenant or sergeant, whatever he is, because, you know, I don't, who cares about his position? He's a hired killer, okay, who kills for the United States government. He's being accused of killing 20 people in a village, all right? And 9 of those people were children. Now, this is not an isolated incident, because ever since I've been following the news thread, dealing with these war crimes and whatnot, this is something that pops up every week. If it's not a predator drone, it's one of these army dudes or these Marines or whatnot going into these villages and murking the children and the women. Okay? And these are the same people that they're sending back to America with all kind of chips inside of them, with all of this post-traumatic, and you know, their minds are just fried, and they're sending them back into society to function as normal human beings. Okay? And then if they put them on psychotropic medications, that even creates a more volatile person. All right? So, although the Trayvon incident is extremely unfortunate, there are incidents and situations like this that are occurring as we speak. speak in the name of America. So therefore, because you claim America, United States of America, therefore in your name, all right? They're doing it in your name. So we need to begin as a movement and as a people who don't agree with what's going on, because we don't want these things to be done in our names, we must begin to be more active in standing up and speaking about it and doing something about it and making this thing and turning, you know, and basically turning the lights on, bringing it to the world's attention. All right? Blue, you still with us? You're right. So that was just one of the things. But what we were talking about earlier is this law that has been passed in Florida, and this is basically what George Zimmerman is basically trying to stand on, and that is a law that was not even a law, that's a statute, I believe, that was enacted, and it's called Stand Your Ground Law. Okay, and it's been adopted by over 25 other states in the U.S.A. And the Stand Your Ground law is basically giving individuals the right to carry out acts of self-defense and usage of deadly force to protect themselves. Okay? Now, as a result of this law being enacted, the gun sales around the 50 states have skyrocketed, right? They've been skyrocketing, but they're skyrocketing to record levels in the different states where this law has been passed. Okay? So in a nutshell, that's basically saying that there are millions of George Zimmermans driving, walking, and flying around right now that are looking at individuals such as myself and your son and your husband and your boyfriend or you in a suspicious manner. Okay? When we're walking in their neighborhoods or driving in their neighborhoods or past the cafes and things of that nature or, you know, in the mall, all of these other places where we convene, all right, walking around, hoodie on. Some of us got our pants down our damn ass, showing your boxes or your drawers and whatnot, looking crazy. Some of us walking around, tats on our face, tats on our throat and whatnot. And these people are looking at us saying to themselves, you know, if I kill this nigga right now, I could get away with it. You know?
Peace.
I could get away with it. Peace.
Yes, indeed. I think that, you know, that's a perfect segue that you set up, that we can now bring in our caller from the 215. Caller from the 215, are you with us? Peace. Okay, any moment now. The 215, peace, caller.
Can you hear me?
Peace.
Yes, we can. Peace.
Islam. Greetings.
Islam, Brother Taj. Peace.
How you feeling, bro? Keep up the good work.
All is well.
Oh, indeed, brother. All is well. All is well. How are you feeling today?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good. Trying to keep up with the people. You know how this thing is rolling.
And you excellent, know how excellent.
Rome is executing their discovery doctrine for the popes.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
And, you know, we need to remind everybody that they need not call the response, or let's put it this way, the non-response of the police department and the so-called investigators in Trayvon's ritual sacrifice There's an assumption that these people are officers or that they're legitimate government. They are not. They're exercising the discovery doctrine coming from the Spanish Inquisition with the Treaty of Verona. And we got to remind the brothers, and I also want to send a shout-out to Trayvon's family, you know, the love from the brothers and sisters from around the country and on the islands and on the other side of Africa. We all love them. And we're all thinking about them, and we're all going to put our work in to not only make some changes, but to get some satisfaction more than just, surface punishment. But one of the things that must be understood by all of our people is that the corporate United States has been dissolved and that these people are operating in private capacity, and they should be suing them privately. They should also be suing collectively the governor for sending out his minions to do their Knights of Columbus work for them. And that's the real truth. And I'll remind them just by reading a small paragraph from the congressional records from the floor of the Congress of the United States, so that make no mistake, the reason why you see those congressmen and other people making these passive statements or trying to imply excuses for their worker is based on this. And this is from the United States Congress, and we've read this before, but remind people so that we won't forget. And the other thing that we want to remind each other, let us not fail to remember to never charge the land or the continents of America for what Europeans who are occupying America are doing in the name of America. They're not Americans. And every time we say America did it, we're getting them off the hook. They're European colonists that are operating from North America under a de facto jurisdiction, a de facto stance, a fraudulent stance under the Treaty of Verona and the discovery doctrine for the Jesuit Order of Rome. Now, from the congressional records, which means all of these politicians, including like Red Pill was telling everybody, with these bourgeois Asiatics calling themselves black, no, they're not black, but they most of them, at least in secret, they got a certificate, anyway, giving them a holy name, et cetera, working for Rome. And this is from the records. It is an established fact that the United States federal government has been dissolved by the Emergency Banking Act of March the 9th, 1933, 48 Statute 1 Public Law 89-719, and declared by President Roosevelt being bankrupt and insolvent, H.J.R. 192, 73rd Congress, in session, June the 5th, 1933, joint resolution to suspend the gold standard and abrogate the gold clause, which dissolved the sovereign authority of the United States and the official capacities of all United States governmental offices, officers, and departments, and is further evidence that the United States federal government exists today in name only. And as you go down into the congressional records, it will bring up, of course, what anybody that knows North American history knows, that they tried to sell the government out in 1913 to try to counter what Noble Jolly was doing, making the people conscious of their birthright. And so in 1913, Woodrow Wilson met with the bankers and the Jesuit order on Jekyll Island off Georgia to sell the government. And they established the Federal Reserve System for the Jesuits in order to commit to produce counterfeit and to falsely call it money so that you could make sure that the people were never paid. Now, that Federal Reserve System, and this is back to the congressional records, and proof of who they're really working for. The Federal Reserve System is based on the quote-unquote canon law and the principles of sovereignty protected under the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. In other words, they've abrogated it, and they are consciously subverting or undermining the Republican form of government here for the purpose of institutionalizing both the servitude and those rituals. And, of course, as we already understand also, according to the Christian Black Codes of 1724, as we can see with Article 7 of the codes that all the corporate states adopted after shutting down the Freedmen's Bureau so they didn't have to teach the people the real history or give back those European names that they've been forcing on our people, they have here, according to 7, the ceremonies and forms prescribed by the Ordinance of Blois and by the Edict of 1691 for marriage even shall be observed both with regard to free persons and slaves. And but the consent of the father and mother of the slave is not necessary, and that is the master shall be the only one required. And that's what was this, that was what absorbed into all the states, and this is the reason why the so-called state officials do not counteract any activities like that, because they sent them people out there to do exactly what they're doing. So make no mistake, it's not an oversight. Now, keep this in mind, because the Europeans, in effort to undermine the Republican form of government, this is the reason why they always tried to make the slanderous statement that the Moors, or even some of their own European sovereign people are seeking the sovereign right of the Republic. That's why they always try to say that they're anti-government, when in fact that they themselves are anti-government, to get the people's eyes off of them. They are absolutely criminal factors. And the other deal is, keep in mind that since they turned the offices over to the International Monetary Fund, i.e., they're just simply wild, lawless, organized gangs running around pretending to be government officials, and they should be treated accordingly. Now, according to international law, these people should be reported to Interpol, and they should be reported to the High Court for genocide. And I suggest everybody write this down. Look up the crime, or what you would call the prevention and punishment of the crime of genocide, and look up the conditions and the instructions on reporting such genocidal acts to the High Court. And when you pull it up, it will give you directions, etc. And again, while I commend all the brothers and sisters from around the country for rallying and coming together in support of Trayvon and his family, remind them that they have a greater responsibility, and that is to speak up to the international community. Because long as you're dealing with these corporate entities faking as government, they're blocking you from within. And this is another reason why Noble Draly said since 1913 for the Moors to maintain their own press. Because these people would be lying on you left and right, and so that you'd have the capacity to shovel yourselves out from under the lies, you are to keep to your power of publishing. And this is why when you do research on the FBI papers, you see why some of the COINTELPRO members that infiltrated the Moorish Science Temple, called themselves Grand Sikhs, some of them, that did everything they could to shut down Noble Draly's paper, to shut down the canning factory, to shut down the schools, to collect finances for buses and make sure there wasn't any buses, and then criticize any active Moors out here that have been truly trying to help the people or to enforce the Constitution, which is at the heart of the Moorish movement. And in fact, many of them have been cooperating with the Europeans, trying to call the active Moors renegades, when actually they are COINTELPRO members working for the European, undermining Noble Draly from within, by merely calling themselves Grand Sheikhs of the Moorish Science Temple. And the evidence is right there in the FBI papers. This is the reason why they won't let the people, even Moorish Americans, see them FBI papers, because it would be very obvious why a lot of the problems that we have. Even though it's redacted, it becomes very obvious why we don't have Noble Draly's newspaper. Now, and all these things should be published. But keep in mind what we need to do. Continue these activities, and for the brothers and sisters from around the country and on the islands, and they're listening to us from around the world, including China including Cuba, including Venezuela, including Ecuador, they're up on it. We must show the world that we are thinking from a national perspective. And one of the other things that has been one of our greatest injuries, and it was by social engineering design, is that we have identified ourselves by our beliefs instead of by our bloodline. And we need to drop that mentality and recognize the reason we're not unified is because we've identified ourselves by belief systems, which are statutory, artificial mind control systems. And this is why Dwali says, remember, except never accept a stranger before thy own blood. Therefore, we must know ourselves. And this is also at the heart of the voice. What people believe is irrelevant. We need to know ourselves, and we need to start speaking to the outer rims of the communities of the world and take this information to the four corners of the world, to all nations, for we are one blood. And go ahead, continue, brother. Keep up the good work, and I'll be listening.
Indeed, Brother Taj, I want to say thank you, you know what I mean, and please continue the good work. It is not being done in vain. It is reaching the four corners of the planet, and people are benefiting beyond our means off of the information that you're bringing forth. So anything that we can do to continue to help you spread your message, just let us know, and we on deck. You know what I mean? It's a no-brainer.
You're doing that work already, and you all been doing it. And keep up the good work, family. We love you all, too.
No doubt. Peace.
Peace.
I'll see you tomorrow. Can you give the family the address, if you have it in front of you, for the event tomorrow in Atlanta?
As a matter of fact, I don't have it in front of me. As a matter of fact, the brother's supposed to bring it to me in the morning because they made some adjustments.
Well, is it at the same venue?
No, it's not. No.
Okay.
All right. Yes.
The venue moved. So
yes.
Stay on the line, and when you do get the correct information, if you can, let us know, and we will broadcast that to the family
right,
that's listening
brother.
Tonight. All right. No
all
doubt.
Right. All right, good brother.
Indeed. All right. Peace.
Peace.
Brother Blue.
Matter of fact, because I didn't get the flyer.
Yeah.
I'm trying to
Brother
get.
Blue.
I'm going to try to call CK and get the
Oh, venue. The flyer.
Yeah.
Okay. Indeed. You can put your phone on mute, and when you do get the information, you could just come right in.
All right, good brother. Peace.
All right. Peace. Blue pill.
Peace.
All right. Do we have our guests in the building?
Yes, we do. We have a number of guests in the building.
Okay.
All right. I am going to go to caller from 404. All right. Let's go to caller from the 404-457 first. 404 caller. Peace.
Call up from the 404-457. Peace. Hello?
Peace. Call
yeah,
from
Blue.
The 404. Yeah.
Oh,
all right, I'm going to have to come back to the 404. All right, in the meantime, in between time, let's go to the 347-433-433 caller. Peace.
Peace.
Greetings.
Peace.
Peace.
Peace. What's good, man? What it do? Brother Polite. Brother Polite, what's going on
peace,
with you?
Brother Polite.
Peace. I just give a lot of honor and praise to the wise elder Taj Tariq Bey. He's always putting it down. Never failed us yet. Definitely want to give him his love and a great deal of grace. One of the most humble and knowledgeable people in the community there is. So we got to give it up to the brother.
Definitely.
See the father role in the community. You don't never catch him out there disgracing himself. You'll never see him fight.
He never changes.
Well, not at all.
He ain't a chameleon.
They try to pull him out there. They try their law. They try the little headshots. But, you know, he wears his bulletproof helmet, and he never falls for it. He never gets caught up in the craziness. And I've seen the shots thrown at him for no apparent reason. So I really appreciate his grace.
The shining example of eldership. You know,
that's right.
What every community and village should have.
That's right.
You know, but we're here today talking about the children of our village and our community. And as a father, you know, as a trailblazer, as an initiator, someone who's at the forefront talking about us doing for self and having our own, you know, saying, how does this situation sit with you and what do you bring forth in the form of a solution?
Well, you know, I pretty much share the same sentiment that most of us, as far as the first conviction we all going to have, our first conviction is going to be anger. Our first conviction is going to be we have to counter white supremacy. This is always going to be our first conviction, all right? However, this is my sentiment on it, and in no form or fashion am I trying to undermine yet another martyr in our community. Because that's what the brother is right now. He's a martyr, and we've been martyrized. I just did this 3-4 months ago. I just told people that every 3 to 4 months, you can guarantee that they'll make another example out of one of us. Now, America's a corporation. This we do understand. So since we understand that America is a corporation, rather than seeing things as military moves and stratagems, we have to see these things as corporate moves and marketing strategies. All right? So when these things happen, it is a marketing tool. One, they want to keep us stagnant. But remember, they can't fully oppress the masses, not in a capacity where perceivably it's being done. It has to be subtle. They have to get us every now and then and put the information out. Keep the racial tensions brewing. Hopefully, we will want to respond in even more ignorant fashion. This is what they have to do to keep this thing going. But they can't turn the atmosphere into one that reeks of sedition. They can't have the atmosphere, okay, be converted into this mode of intemperance to the extent that you'll find people don't want to come to this land of the free. Because, yeah, it's still America, it's still United States in name. But why do they keep a name? Because the name has a whole lot more rapport with the world than if they just changed the name of this nation and called it the Federal Reserve or the subsidiary of the International Monetary Fund. You know, the United States of America rings bells. And it's a marketing tool, a stratagem to keep the name, as well as it's a marketing stratagem to keep our oppression on a very subtle scale. So it exists, and we're being oppressed quite too much and quite consistently. However, not in a normal capacity, because people are there to come to this country, and it's
probably your phone's going in and out. Hello?
His
Blue.
Polite. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, his line dropped. We'll wait for him to call back in, which should be shortly. A lot of people are, you know, texting me about comments that Obama made as well. Do you know anything of this particular?
Yes.
You know?
Barack Hussein Obama spoke about the situation today at a press conference. He gave it about 2 minutes. He called it a tragedy. He said that he will not be interfering in state, federal, and other investigations.
Then he said, as a parent, he can relate because if, this is a quote, if I had a son, he would look like Trayvon. So that's what he said. You know, for everybody who've been waiting and holding their breath for 4 years for him to even acknowledge that you exist, Black Nation, that was your shot right there. Now you could find, you could throw a party tonight. He acknowledged you, okay? Because nobody even knew that Barack Obama knew that Black people existed in America until today, or the issues of, you know, or whatever we were going through as a people. But he finally said something to acknowledge that he knows that, you know, that there are melanated people on his land. You know what I mean? So I don't know what that means. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what, if he had a son and he would look like Trayvon, and, like, I didn't get it. You know what I mean? Okay. If you had a son, he would look like him. Now what? You know? But that was your president's, you know, that was Barack's word of the day. You know? There you have it. Any other questions? I mean, because at the end of the day, like I said before, this, you know, this case has captured the attention of mainstream America. You know what I mean? It's now the water cooler conversation. Like I said, this occurred a month ago during the All-Star weekend. While Pitbull was performing at the halftime show, young Trayvon got murdered, or ritualistically executed, as our brother Taj said. All right? So for him to talk about it now, you know, it shows where, you know, his sincerity and the whole issue is. Like,
my thing is,
this could have been brought up.
Confused. It's a political hot button issue. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Many people that I was speaking that still are, you know, in that particular matrix of voting or deciding who to vote for, or concerned with who the next president of this particular country is going to be. You know, they were very clear to say, look, if he doesn't make mention of this particular situation, the hell with him. So his constituents, you know what I'm saying, you know, his entire voting line, his entire voting block, you know, Florida's a key state. You feel
yes.
me? All of these things factor into the fact that he cannot be silent on this particular issue. But it delves a whole lot deeper than just young Trayvon Martin. Let me go back and open the brother's line, okay, because I definitely want to get to the callers and the call queue as well. So call us from the 347-433. Peace. Wasn't polite. Peace.
Yes.
Yes. Greetings.
Yes.
Peace. Did I miss anything? Right.
Nah, are you in a better area with the with your signal?
Yes, I am. Just happened to
okay.
be a phone. You know how stuff is. But, yeah, so what I'm saying is this in regards to the brother passing. And, of course, it has to be a significant passing because people ID it as something of huge significance. Okay, now, he's not a unique situation. However, there's something about the way his blood pumps through his body that warranted the behavior for people to become more cognizant of this type of reality. So that in itself is a very powerful thing. And, you know, we have to really give great tribute to the brother who once again, and I say once again because he's part of a chain of events and stark circumstances that has befallen our community. And as far as the fact if someone was brutally slain, and it brings people to consciousness. Now, the problem with this is this. Our community has a tendency to run to the aid of people that are not part of the community and never care to support the righteous. Now, who are the righteous? I'll move away from that word because then people are going to want to argue, oh, you're self-righteous then. You're saying that you're better than this one. So I'll leave the word righteous alone, and I'll say it like this. Conscious people don't support conscious people, but conscious people support unconscious people when they get killed. And I'm not trying to undermine the brothers' passion, but we go hard body for cats that's not active in the community. We go hard body for Sean Bell, and I'm not undermining his death. It shouldn't happen. What's being done is wrong, and I agree with that. But when a man conducts a Christian ritual to have as much as naked women in his face as possible before he decides he's going to marry his wife the next day, he's setting the stage, first of all, to want to cheat on his wife in the first place, all right? But that doesn't mean he should have been murdered at the strip club. It doesn't mean that. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is this. We run to the aid of people that are not contributing or part of the community. Now, I'm not going to say I'm all in his life and I'm all in his business. What I will say is this. I see the people that are contributing in the community and people pussyfooting around supporting them. But then let a nigga with a fit cat who wears pants off his ass get shot up and everybody's running to his aid. I'm not trying to disrespect nobody's family or nothing like that, and I'm not making generalizations about the brother. I'm just saying this kind of thinking has to stop. The reason why these things keep being done to the same type of people is because it can be done. Because we're not organized the right way. We're not organized effectively as people. We want to keep this charade going on like we got power separate, as if there ain't power in numbers. Every time somebody gets gunned down in the hood, they by chance are not part of no community. And we not catching it yet. So when we say this should be an eye-opener for us, the conscious people, I beg to differ. I think this should be an eye-opener for the niggas who ain't conscious. They keep getting killed. And it's us that's over here keep praying for them. They mans is blowing bud and pouring liquor on the floor and getting drunk right now. Killing their damn brain cells. Go ahead.
This is my take on the situation that I was sharing earlier, that there are people inside of the conscious community who were not conscious before, correct?
Yeah.
Everybody wasn't born, you know, enlightened, and everybody wasn't born into consciousness. And there's a war that's going on outside. Now, many of us have interesting, intricate stories that we could tell about what it was that woke us up and saved our lives and brought us into the light of consciousness. You were privy enough to visit the compound on Eatonton, Georgia with Dr. York. To my understanding, you had that blue flag in your pocket when you were there, and that it was a life changer. It's something that opened up your eyes and basically, you know, put you on the path that you're on right now.
That's right.
That we're all benefiting from.
That's
and
right.
There are situations that are occurring that people are beginning to, you know, get shaken up because, you know, they say that our people are so sleep that it's going to take situations that's going to have to smack them awake. I got smacked awake on 9/11. You know what I mean? I was straddling the fence of consciousness. When 9/11 hit, there was a situation that took place in court the day before when I saw the Moors demonstrate, and I made a decision that day that I'm going hard body with it, and there's no turning back. Now, these are all situations, because remember, we are still a small percentage of our people. You know what I mean? Of the numbers, the sheer numbers that we have of our people, we are still a small percentage, and we're still working to spread this message and to get this information out to people who are fed up. They're looking for an outlet to express themselves. Some people are looking around like, yo, am I the only one thinking like this? And then when they see that there's a community that exists, they embrace the community, they get brought into the community, and voila, they're in the chat room. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is, for martyrs such as the young man, martyrs such as the Sean Bells of the world and things like that, there are people who are a part of that society who, when they witness situations like that, decided that they're not
part of that culture anymore. They're not going to be a part of that society. They're not going to walk that path anymore. And some people jumped into the church. Some people jumped into the white world.
If the church is going to make them a better person, if they become a better person and accredited to the church, I wouldn't take the church from them. I don't want to be mistaken. If people are getting conscious, if black people have to be brutally slain for other black people to get conscious, fine. It's crazy, but I accept that. I can live with that. That's all right. If you have to see someone constantly, a group of people that look just like you constantly being brutally slain for you to get conscious, I'm with it. If buildings have to fall down for you to get conscious,
mm-hmm.
I'm with that. If you have to contract sexually transmitted disease before you get conscious, I'm with it. If your phallus can't get erect because you've been eating so much bad food that you're now impotent and now you got a sexual discipline by force because now you can't lift your phallus up, I'm with it. I'm with all of that. I'm with however you get your spirituality and your consciousness, I'm with it. But what I'm saying is this. If we're talking about changing the situation, there is no change in this situation from the inside. We don't have enough power and control to change this on the inside. People say whatever they want to say. We're going to have this conversation 10, 15 years from now. What we have to now do as a community is draw a line so people can make a distinction amongst the miserable status quo of black African-American niggas.
Mm-hmm.
Put the Moors on the other side or the sovereign or the people who corrected their status or what have you, however you want to call them. The line has to be drawn, and pretty soon, if not now, we have to be about ourselves. God, I'm going to explain something to you. When we go to school, it would be impractical to believe that a teacher should stop teaching all the people because two children are slow or because they're having speech impediments or learning impediments or whatever you want to call it. It would be impractical to not go on with the rest of the lesson after a certain point if a child still doesn't get it. We have to still move forward. If we're in a war and someone gets gunned down, it would be impractical to say, while they're still shooting, let me go down and lay on top of my homie and hug him and cry on top of his body. No, we got to keep moving forward. That doesn't mean move forward and don't try to save our people. But we at a point where we're being crippled for carrying dead weight. I'm not calling the brother who passed dead weight. I don't want to be misconstrued here. I'm talking about solution right now. And the solution is this.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to just let some of these people just go and be about what we be about because we're being left behind and we're slowing down our own momentum. Consciousness is momentum, point blank, period. And the reason why we're not going forward because we keep coming backwards, oh, look, they just got another brother. From what community? Is he part of the Modern Science Temple? No. Is he part of the new Black Panther Party? No. Is he part of the New Covenant? No. Is he part of the Hebrew Israelites? No. Is he part of the Nation of Islam? No. Is he part of the 5% or the Nation of Gods and Earths? No. Is he part of the New Weapons? No. Who was he? So why you ain't joining that? Now, that doesn't mean that he's wrong because he's not conscious. And that doesn't mean anyone who gets killed out there because they're not conscious is wrong. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is this. We have to create a situation where we compel people in a different way to want to evade the grips of the demon. But if we don't erect our model community for people to make a distinction amongst the community they don't need to be in, then we're all in a bad community, and some of us are good inside of a bad community, and some of us are bad inside of a bad community. And some of us that have potential to be good have bad things happen to them. And we'll live to do good again. And some of us will become good as an end result of seeing the bad done to the bad people that have potentially good in them. There's a point where we got to draw the line and separate from the people who don't give a hell about us having our sovereignty back, us having our rights again. We can't have our rights in a jungle where people don't give a hell about their rights, where people still want to mess around and drink and smoke. People still want to mess around and make music denigrating the character of black men and sexually exploiting our black sisters, our Nubian sisters, whatever, or what have you. Whatever euphemism we want to use to make ourselves comfortable, we still all living in the hood.
No doubt.
I'm saying this. At some point, the line has to be drawn, and when we hear about it, if it ain't somebody from our immediate community, we got to move forward. And I'm not saying undermine that brother. That brother brought consciousness to people. People woke up in light of his death. Cool. We didn't just wake up, though, when he got shot. We know what's going on already. This should prompt us to go harder and erect
exactly.
Prompt
exactly.
Us.
And my thing is this. What we're talking about tonight is not a new conversation. What America is feeling tonight, they're expressing sentiments that we've been expressing. You dig what I'm
all
saying? These are conversations that is called the name of the show is called the Trayvon Factor, because there are many factors that are inside of this case that relate to almost it's three lectures going on this weekend. Every single topic that is being talked about in those lectures this weekend are factors that are inside of this case. Okay? From the militancy that the brother Cyrus Sutton said he talks about, to the building a society that you're talking about, to the sovereignty, nationality principles that Taj is talking about, to the healing of the soul and the spirit that they're talking about with Wayne Chandler and whatnot at the over here in the West End. So we are already on the path. We are already on the ball. We are already uplifting fallen humanity. Millions of our people don't know about us. Millions upon millions of our people don't even know we exist. And there's work to be done.
Let me show you why they don't know about us. Because we're hanging out with them. See, we're hanging out with the people. So people got to weave through the crowd of Negroes to find the conscious people. Conscious people trying to be slick and still be Negroes at the same time. That's what I'm saying. Like, we still hanging around niggas. Point blank, period. Not the 1,000, 10,000 year old niggas that denotes the status of an Ethiopian sovereign. I'm talking about the nigga that was made in the image of the Caucasoid, the 400 year old Negro, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. That one, that guy right there, that culprit. We are still hanging around them, trying to have one foot in and one foot out. And you can't love two masters, for you should love one and hate the other. And guess who they're going to hate? They're going to hate us, the conscious people. At the end of the day, they hate us. We're not around our own no more. We got to get somewhere exclusively amongst our own and then come into the land of Nod and see if we can get some first-round draft picks into consciousness. But we can't do this hanging around the vermin. And we can say, yo, you calling your own people vermin? Listen, these guys will rob you before they rob a white man walking up and down the block. If that ain't vermin, I don't know what. You can blame the white man for that mentality, whatever you want to call it. That ain't my brother. Now, we work a lobotomy on him and he becomes smarter and conscious, then he's my brother. But until then, in action and deeds, I am not associating with you. I'm keeping my children away from you. And when I come in, I'm coming in to do the business. And I don't mind confronting you if you want to be the devil. I don't mind trying to put you in check. But what I'm saying is we need a place where we can sanitize. We need a sanitizer. Our land has to be a sanitizer for when we're in the land of Nod for way too long. We've been in this mystery land, this wilderness, for way too long. We're picking up the traditions of the vagabonds. Our music is starting to sound, our conscious music is starting to sound like their music. Our clothes is looking like their clothes. Our swag is looking like their swag. Our conversations sound like their conversation. You can't even tell one from the other after a while. Now the conscious people are doing Negro-like things to each other. Why? Because we're hanging around them too much. We need to separate from them now. Separate from them. So there's a distinction that can be made. Because trust me, if I were trying to go out there and rob somebody in a Negro state of mind, if I saw a Jew on them streets, you know the first thing that comes into everybody's mind, people say they don't know nothing about law, that's a lie. The first thing that comes into the mind of a criminal, a black criminal, is I'm not robbing that Jew because of his religious status will put me behind the wall for years. I'm going to rob that black man or that black woman. If we wanted to have a fight with somebody that disrespected us or didn't even disrespect us, you know what's in the mind of a Negro? I'm not fighting that homosexual because his sexual status, his sexual preference will put me behind the wall for years. I'm going to fight that straight black man because I know he don't got nothing riding out on his status. He don't have one. We know this subconsciously. This is why we're selective when we pick our fights. So what I'm saying is we have to reaffirm our status and be identified as a specific group of people where everybody knows what we stand for. So
we don't get mistaken for the people that don't care. Now, am I saying we shouldn't care for the people that don't care? No, I used to be one that didn't care. But what I'm saying is just because there's people here that don't care that might be good doesn't mean we're supposed to be hanging around them 24-7, not building our community, being about our business. They're about the devil's business every day of the week. You can't stop them from drinking and smoking. You can't stop them from putting some money in some woman's ass when they're stripping. So why should we stop being righteous? There's a point when we come in to talk to them, we should make a concerted effort and a more powerful effort to do it so we can be very convincing and we can point our finger and show them something that has been erected for them with the promise of good, with the promise of a model community that can serve as an epitome for all other communities to extrapolate information from this community to improve their very own. This is how it was with the original people. We had our original land and our original culture, and people all over the world fabricated renditions of our culture to improve and enhance and punctuate their very own. Now,
that's true.
Because we're not doing what we're supposed to do, people are still fabricating our culture. But unfortunately, we're killing people, so the world's killing people. Everyone's listening to our music, so everyone's rapping about craziness. Even when they're rich, they're rapping like they're in the hood. We still got that same effect on people. We have a responsibility as people with dominant genes to have dominion over the planet Earth. People with recessive genes put you in a recession. We can't have recessive people rule the world. Dominant people, dominant genes have dominion. Point blank, period. This is the way we got to run. We got to take the responsibility and take care of our children of all races, including our own, that don't know better. But that doesn't mean I'm saying we need to talk condescending to our own. We all were the 85ers in the world. We all were pretty crazy and drinking or smoking or doing whatever it is that immoral acts represent. So you know what? I'm not saying that we should forget these people. I'm saying we need to build ourselves up stronger because too many conscious people are being converted. Being converted. You know what I say? Yo, you know, F conscious people, man. You know this conscious community? Yo, I got the people that's not conscious asking me what's really good with those conscious people. They don't show you love, son. I show you love. And then guess what? Conscious people starting to feed into that, saying, you know what? Yeah, conscious people are doing me wrong. And you know what? My man's in them from the hood that's not conscious, they showing me more love. What is that? That's conversion. And really and truly, if somebody did something negative to you to the point where you don't no longer want to be conscious and they don't want to hold themselves accountable, then who the hell, why are we still calling those people that did that to us conscious anyway? This is what I'm saying. We all hang out with each other. We start getting converted. And now you don't know one from the other. We got to separate so we don't get confused. Because even the best mind starts getting confused and saying, you know what, I'm not even dealing with conscious people no more. They be a full of stuff. But that's not true. Those people just ain't conscious. They just not conscious. You're mistaking them for conscious because they're hanging out in something called the conscious community. So they purport to be conscious.
I hear that, yeah.
Perpetrating the fraud. I don't want us being converted no more because I almost got converted several times from people doing negative things to me in this community. And I started saying, damn, the brothers that's cripping everything in the hood, they don't do stuff like this. They don't slander each other. They come in your face and tell you they got a problem. These conscious people, very weird. They'll go on the blog talk and put up a YouTube or a stream in a minute and go in on you like, we don't keep it funky or something. Like, it's like you're trying to break something out of me. So I said, whoa, the conscious people doing this? But you know, I had to come to the realization, those are not conscious people. Those people were one foot in, one foot out. They read books and they still niggas at the same time. It happens. It happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It happens. So we got to separate so we can be strong enough that when we get around our people under the influence of the devil or under the influence of drugs, however you want to call it, the spirit forces or 6 feet, however you want to call it, our spirit has to be, we got to have an incorrupted spirit, an uncorrupted spirit, pardon me. We have to have an uncorrupted spirit because people's intentions, their mind, their action, their spirit is incorruptible. We have to go somewhere where we can build our foundation strong enough and know, you know what, this is what I really want to fight for. Like we say, black power, let's fight, let's kill this crack, let's kill this beast, let's kill this devil. You know, but guess what? If we don't feel we have a land that's actually ours, if we don't feel we have a school that's actually ours, if we don't feel we have a banking system that's actually ours, if we don't feel we have a hospital that's actually ours, if we don't feel we got a fire department that's actually ours, then guess what happens? What the hell are we fighting for? So, yeah, you'd be like, yo, why won't you fight for the black man's rights? No, you're talking about fighting because someone got killed. You're not talking about fighting for something that we can tangibly see and be witness to and say, you know what, we created this, so you damn right we're going to fight for this. The group of us got to get together and create things, erect things,
build things, cultivate things, and then the sovereignty principle is there, the patriotism is there. Now we're willing to fight for that which is ours. Now you can get people to say, come with us and fight with us, because there's something there to fight for. But when we're like, yo, kill this guy and fight this one and fight that one, where's the land? Where's the school? Where's the churches, the mosques, synagogues that we actually want? Well, we're not the ones extending the loans. We're not the ones extending the mortgages. We're not the ones giving the interest rates. We're not the ones sending you to school. We're not the ones creating the curriculum. We're not the ones growing the food. We're not the ones selling the food. So what is it that we should really be fighting for? We don't even have nothing to say in none of this. We're not even part of the equation. And we wonder why people don't want to fight. There ain't nothing to fight for. But we gotta create something. We've got to create something for the people that keep getting shot, for the people that keep getting killed. This is what we have to do. I see that, and it just motivates me more. That brother got body, and I said, you know what? It just motivates me more to get on my bike and say, yo, we got to ride our hard. We got to go harder. We got to go harder. And the way we go harder, we got to create something. I was converted because I saw pyramids. I was converted because I saw a community. I had my flag in my pocket when I left that land, Tamaray, 404 Shady Dale Road. Okay? Eatonton, Georgia, 476 acres of land. Community erected by Dr. York. Sphinx blowing water out their mouth when I walked across the bridge. Roads named after ISIS. Children could stay out 12 midnight. They didn't have to worry about nothing. No street parking rules. Everybody had an afro or locks. That converted me. I had pride in that. There's things we could do better, like protecting the land. There's things that we can do better. That's true. Okay, and we learn from our predecessors and improve ourselves. This perfection doesn't take place in one lifetime. It takes place perpetually. Offspring. So, we'll learn. You know, we don't have to say, Dr. York didn't do this right, though. He didn't do that right. That's our job. And then we try to perfect the system. We don't knock a man who actually improved the system. We take the system to another level. We build it back up, and we go even further. And the devil knocks us down again. The next system going to be that much harder to stop. That's the way we're supposed to be built. We're supposed to be built like that. We don't get hit and fall on the floor and then reminisce about how hard we fell on the floor for 30, 40, 50 years. It's been 30-plus years, 40-plus years, and we still talking about Black Wall Street and everything. We still got bruises. We ain't healed yet. Like, we still got the Band-Aid on. Like, our skin is pale right now. Like, give your skin some air. You still bandaged up. That's what I'm saying. Like, we got to see what it is, man. Like, we getting shot down. We being gunned down. That's supposed to get you stronger. It's supposed to motivate you. It's supposed to revive something in your spirit and get you right. It's supposed to get you focused. It's supposed to say, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
We ain't want that man to get body, but you know what? We're not going to let you die in vain, God. We're going to put something here in remembrance of your passing and your transition. You just another guy right there. We was walking slower until that happened. You know what? We got to get right now. Now we got to get even more focused and make sure that we can try to avoid the next group of y'all that's potentially going to be slain by virtue of your ignorance. And it's going to be more unrecorded, and the few that do get recorded is on purpose to get us to go in a direction that is less than productive. And that's what it is. That's what it is. And they've been trying to get black people to start some civil war stuff so they can institute their martial law. It's just that black people ain't got no pride. They've been trying to get us to cause some chaos, you know. They've been trying to incite racial tensions, you know. Obama is a monkey in the New York Times. Like, we forgot about that. They've been trying. Black people just don't give a damn no more. They've been trying to get us to fight someone, piss on someone, punch them in their face. They just can't get it out of us no matter what they do. Drug after drug in our community. Gun after gun in our community, liquor store after liquor store, Chinese food after Chinese food, still ain't going nothing. I'm telling you, I'm watching and I'm saying somebody wants us to be a ticking time bomb and explode on somebody. Somebody wants that because they know the whole while the way we really, really can fight our oppressor back is through proper education, through knowing dietary law. Through knowing, and people say, oh, he's a sucker. You call me what you want to call me. I know I did more jail time than you. I know chances are anyone saying that I'm scared and wasn't no superior and can drop their flag and still be in the hood and tell you I'm from Brownsville. Like, you can say that I'm soft or whatever. You can do all of that because I'm telling you that the real power is in the mind. You can say what you want to say, but I'm telling you, their worst fear is an educated brother or sister. That's what the weapon is. And that's not going to change. Their biggest fear is us educated.
That's their biggest fear. That's the worst thing that can ever happen, that we actually learn how to weave through this matrix, that we actually learn that, oh, if we are going to try to train and fight against our oppressor, don't you think we should have some land? Oh, we do want to kill our oppressor or shoot somebody. Don't you think we need some money so we can shoot? Because nobody goes to war without funding. There's no revolution without funding. No, America's in debt because of all the wars they've been winning, because of all the money they've been borrowing. The states lost their sovereignty and try to petition their sovereignty to the centralized banks, and that didn't work out. So then they had to pledge the labor of the people without giving them full disclosure. Then we became used as collateral to amend for a debt that we didn't even create, which thus gave birth to the monetary aspect of the birth certificate. They pledged our labor because they ran out of gold. They ran out of silver. They said, I'll pay you back later. They said, no, you got to give us something that's worth something. So thus they created the transmission utility, a conduit, to which then they can use as a medium to exchange currency in the form of money or electricity, however you want to call it. It's all energy. We're living in an energy matrix. This is stuff I'm going to be going over March 25th on Sunday. And I guaranteed it to people. I just did a stream for free and guaranteed the people on the stream, if you hear me put it down and you tell me that I ain't put some information out there that you can't use right there on the spot, right there at that moment, start getting on that computer, using that information to your advantage, I'm giving your money back because I don't got the time to teach anything that can't be used in real time. I dare someone say that I'm going to teach something that you can't use in real time. I'm talking no slick spiritual stuff, some slick stuff that, you know, I mean, brother, you got to do the meditations. That's why you're not telepathic. I'm not pulling that stunt on people, man. I'm not. There's some real information out there that we can actually use to improve our position. Real information that we need now. You got to remember this. Our elders have a computer phobia. Computer phobia. When the computers came in, they gave birth to a whole new species that we call the 4%ers. Who are the 4%ers? Well, since the technological era of Aquarius came in, only 4% of currency is actually printed. There's only 4% paper money here. So they still got Negroes singing, look at me now, look at me now, I'm getting paper. They got cats making you think it's all about getting paper, when in fact 96% of the currency is electrical. What does this mean? If this nation has over 300 million people here, and the 300 million people have their eyes on a 4% price as opposed to 96%, what do you think is going to happen? Think about an apple that you're trying to split. Think about 4% of a whole apple. Not a whole apple. Think about 4% of a whole apple and 300 million people trying to eat off the 4% of an apple that has been rationed out. So over here, we still thinking we got to get this paper. And this mentality came from the lack of education that our elders had. Not knocking them. They did good things for us, too. But they was afraid of that computer. And some of them still afraid to even send a text message to the state. And what happened is we never learned about what? The credit score system. And to this day, we still undermine it, but it's the energy matrix. It's what's running the world right now. It's a status. It is. It grants you certain rights. It grants you certain capacities that in other forms of people and other organisms elsewhere, it's considered an incapacity. You have capacities. You can function in a capacity that other people can't if your credit score is 750 or higher. There's things you have access to, and you don't have to exert as much energy to get the things that you need. What I mean by exert energy? You get compensated for the energy you exert. This is a fact. If you exert energy, you expect to be compensated in the form of paper money. And because this whole system is based on the value of your labor in the form of the energy you exert, it's why the corporation that is named after you, held as a trust, is ID'd as a transmitting utility. Your counterpart, your legal fiction, apparition of fiction counterpart, is considered a transmitting utility, a conduit for the currency to go through, where you incur the debt and the transmit and utility generates the revenue, generator, electricity. What does all of this mean? Because if you're trying to make money, you're lost. You have to generate revenue. We live in an era where you have to generate revenue, not make money. Energy you put out, you get compensated for. So you have to understand what a credit score means and represents. It means you don't have to exert the same amount of energy other people have to exert just to get to their place from square one to square two. Think about it. Fixed rate mortgages take 30 years to pay. This means you have to exert energy and wait for compensation to pay for something for 30 years. This means your energy on planet Earth has to be dedicated to something for 30 years. This is why mortgage is a French word. Mort means death, and gauge, right? Like the gauge, your light bulb when you're playing a video game, an agreement. So this means your mortgage is an agreement until you die. They never intend for you to enjoy your asset. Thus, a house is not even an asset to people no more, because you're supposed to invest in the asset and you're supposed to be able to flip that money. Never were you intended to get a so-called asset and not be able to generate revenue from it, but to keep committing yourself to it. So this is called debt wealth. And they have our people in a state of debt wealth because we don't want to confide in the 96% of currency that's electrical. We want to confide in the paper reality. We still want to do jobs off the books. We still want to steal $50 cash from somebody. And because we're thinking like that, we're 4%ers. We got to get out the 4%er mind, because only 4% of currency is paper. Don't let the 4%ers bug you out. Don't make them trick you. Travelers is going on a tour where he's giving $30,000 cash in singles state to state. This is to further indoctrinate us with the 4%ers concept. You can't sit there and think you're going to save up $1 million cash. Your school education is $100,000. Your house is $200,000. Your car is $30,000, $40,000 with the note. How you think you're going to pay all of that with cash money, man? When the magic is in the energy, and the form of energy is heat or electricity, the magic is in the energy. But we got to know how to appropriate our energy the right way. And a bank is a place where they save your energy. And you have access to tap back into the energy. The people with the most money exert less energy. People with less money exert more energy. It's an energy matrix, this money thing. This is why if you even think about life unconsciously, subconsciously, the subconscious mind is always alluding to the reality that time and energy always has monetary value. This is why you say, pay attention. This is why you say, I can't afford to be here. I got something else to do. This is why we say the price you pay for your ignorance is the cost of your life. You say things like this all the time. Oh, man, that lecture was priceless.
Hold on. I don't mean to cut you, God. I don't mean to cut you. We're going to come right back to you. We got this 11-11.
Yes.
I was riding with that information so hard. Family, 11-11 meditation. God. We will be back at 11:14 on the dot. All right?
Om Mani Padme Hum.
Calibrating our chakras and coming back down, I'm going to just go ahead and play the song real quick while everybody's getting ready, all right?
Felt the chill of the night breeze. It seemed a little colder than about stopping them. 9 milli cocking them. Who's this nigga walking through my neighborhood? He fits all the specifics of criminal statistics. He looks suspicious. 911, what's your emergency? A black man walking through my hood purposely. Stay calm, it's a slow Trayvon, but he wanna be the hero, so he put his cape on. George Zimmerman, neighborhood block captain. Loaded clock strapped in, fake cop happened. Got out the car, knowing what the cops asked him. They always get away this time, that will not happen.
Living in a mind, what's a mind to a king? What's a king to a guy? What's a guy to a non-believer? Who don't believe in anything? Make it out alive. Alright, alright. Just a while.
George Zimmerman didn't take his Ritalin. Drunk off adrenaline, says he's making the citizens arrest. Trayvon looks at him vexed. I just walked to the store, nothing more, nothing less. Just steps from his home, he ignores his request. George grabs him, Trayvon swings and connects. Starts screaming out for help, but Zimmerman sees a threat. So he pulls out his gun and he points it at his chest. He fires, but he misses. Trayvon pleads for forgiveness. I didn't do nothing, this is senseless. But George Zimmerman was so vicious, he made sure the second shot hit him. No survivor, no witness. Trayvon never gave his cousins the Skittles. Mr. All-Star game, didn't see another dribble. And George Zimmerman wasn't even arrested. The message is only white life is protected in America.
Yes, indeed, family. We do have a lot of people on the line, so Brother Polite, I'm going to ask you to stay with us. I'm going to go to the 313-427-313-427 caller.
Hey, come hear me.
Caller from the 313, peace. I'm going to give it a minute. I'm going to go back to the 313 in a second. All right. Like, you still with us, bro?
Yes, I am, my brother.
Indeed, indeed. Okay. I know Sarnetta was up here, too. Let me see if I see his number to call you.
That's my dude. And, you know, we need people to understand that the family is together. So when you're looking at the general, Salah Shooting Seti, all the time, people ask, how the hell does that work? Y'all brothers chopped it up. Y'all brothers work with each other. Y'all brothers is new covenant. Seti is new covenant. Don't Polite teach one thing and Seti be teaching another thing? Nah, we need somebody with the aggression that has the incentive that says, look, I'm not trusting no one other than myself and Khan. I don't want to deal with no one. And anybody that come near us, we're going to have a skeptical eye. I'm with that. I'm with somebody that wants to defend exclusively our own people, because if you understand true military tactics, the best type of military you can have on a land is a military made up of a race that is unlike the race that they have to oppress. So therefore, there's no feeling, there's no emotional sentiment on the people
right.
that you have to kill or slay. And that's part of the science. That's part of the science. To erect a military filled with people who have to oppress another group of people that are identified as a different species. So in other words, if we had a Chinese military that was out to work against the American people, they wouldn't feel no way. And this is an actual reality. So what we have to understand is how to appropriate our energy and how we have well appropriated our energy, the brother General Sarah Supersetti and I, chopped it up on a number of occasions, and we're like, look, we're going to work this thing out. We're going to get this together because, you know what, obviously we're saner than most of the people in the community because we're seriously working with each other. We're not doing the lecture tomorrow or the dissertation tomorrow, I mean Sunday, pardon me, March 25th. We're not going to CPAC, Cultural Performing Arts Center, East 48th Street at Farragut Road, March 25th on Sunday, just to say, look, him and I can stand in the same place and do a class. Yo, we're united. Nah, that's not the type of unity that we're doing. We're over there because we're constantly bringing the game plan to the people, and the game plan is already in motion. All right? So there is no general, there ain't no nation going to be beholden to the general. So we have different departments, and we have to put them all together. Everybody is talented in this community, and everyone has a part of the package. But will they work with each other? And what I'm saying is, if you're so-called conscious and you ain't got it in you to work with the whole, then you're not as conscious as I thought you was, and we should just ignore you. And I'm not going to do lectures about you either. I'm going to do that. I'm going to ignore you. Like, you don't exist. And what you do can't last long because falsehood will perish. We learned that in Islam back in the day, early. All falsehood is going to perish. So nothing you do is going to be as powerful as anything that we do because what we're doing is rooted in spiritual incentive, and we're approaching it from a very holistic standpoint. Not the, it's my way and it's the only way and this is the highway and this is how it's going to get done. Nah, many people think SETI got beef with the Moors and everything like that. They think he's totally oblivious to the law and things of that nature. But, hey, work with each other and we're getting it in. We're doing the status corrections. We're organizing the brothers. And we have some programs waiting for our people that we're going to disclose on Sunday. And we just want people to realize unity isn't when we get in a room and we teach at the same time and go separate ways. Unity is when we sit down, create a game plan that the inner circle knows, and then pitch the other game plan to the outer circle. It has to be a concentric circle. You're not going to just go into public and tell the demon everything that we're going to do. However,
right,
the community needs to have some kind of focal point, some kind of foundation. And if we put our heads together, if we come up with a beautiful program and a template to which end that we can really create something special for our people, and we can ensure that the lives of our children will be that much more progressive. And if times aren't progressive in general, our children be the most progressive and unprogressive or less than progressive times. And that's what this is all about. So on March 25th, I'm going in hard with the economics. He's going in heavy with the research and studying the history, the fall of our society, the resolution. But the thing is this, when you combine his dissertation with my dissertation, it's going to be holistic. And then we also have Roy Strayhorn is going to be present, and Africa Bambaataa that's going to also be present, and Ma'a from Fig Tree is going to be present. We have a number of people. The red pill, blue pill, the twin pill is going to be present. So Minister Inc. is going to be present. We got a lot of...
A.A. Rashid,
can't forget him. He's going to be present. You know, General Sarasuta Seti obviously is going to be present. Sarnetta is going to be in the building. King Simon is going to be in the building. The black family's in the building. My beautiful baby girls with both authors are going to be in the building. Down to my five-year-old, fluent in four languages, and just a beautiful child. Just like that alone, we just love her. She just has a beautiful spirit. My Ahotep Tumre, my wives are going to be present. So, you know, the energy is there. The love is there. This is a place where we're going to convene. I implore, if you can't come in person, you're going to definitely need this information. March 25th, I guarantee you will not be disappointed, and you'll be on your computer. Those of you who came to my Socks and Blonde dissertation, my Real Estate Illegal Fiction, all my last joints that you see me doing, you know, you already know what's going to go down. You know I'm turning that computer on. It's going to be on a projector screen. I'm going to tell you what to press, where to go, what to do right there and then on the spot. And there goes your money. There goes your opportunity. You know, but he talk about money too much. Knock yourself out and keep saying that. Like, people over here can talk about numerology or astrology, and no one's saying that's all they be talking about. Apu can do an astrology show, and he's not limited to astrology. But he can do an astrology show most of all the time. And his email could be ambuastrology.com, and ain't nobody's going to bother him. And Lloyd Strayhorn could come out with a book called Numbers in You, all right? And still, after 20, 30 years, still turn around and say, I'm doing a new book. And what is it about? Numbers. Hey, no one's going to bother him. But if I talk about money for 4 or 5 months stretch, and everybody's going crazy. So that just tells you what's going on. That just tells you what's going on.
Right. Brother, let me go to the line to see if the brother is still with us. because I do have a host of people, you know what I'm saying, that are still patiently holding. So let me go to the 313-427-313 caller. Peace. Peace. Back to that line shortly. I do see a 213 in the building. 213-270 line. 213-270 caller. Peace.
Yo.
Greetings. Peace.
Peace. Peace, family. What's good with you?
Peace.
Peace. Yo. Yo, peace to the brothers, man. Peace.
What's
to
happening? Peace to the rabbi.
I hear you going in as usual, hard body with a whole different dialogue, not what the people want. It's so appropriate we talk about how to play chess off the board. These people done got it where they got people mad without you. Ain't got to know nobody. And you mad? You about to cry because somebody passed away. You're
right.
And they just the people tell you who to be mad and why to be mad. It gets confusing. You know, but because we don't have no communication, people is not able to talk and tell people the major trends in culture and how they've been pulling the same Trayvon's for the longest. I remember a brother named Michael Stewart in 1982, 83, the coroner, on behest of the police who beat this man to death, the coroner removed his eyes to hide the fact that they beat him so bad that it blew the arteries in his eyeballs. His shit was so bloodshot red that they removed him before his funeral, before his family even got there. So, and he was from Lafayette Avenue, Lafayette off of Clawson, right down the street from around my way. So people are still entangled in all of these events because they keep doing it. And it's so important to create lines of demarcation, distinguishment, because I swear people like to complain because complaining means that I did something. I don't have to put my hands on the situation. I could just complain. And with this computer and social networks, which are built off of the idea of an ecosystem and have been working since the 1970s, computers have made people feel as though that they have a choice. And by having a choice, they feel like they have a hand in the affairs of the world. Well, people who punch on computers in their living room and in their bedrooms don't have a choice in the world at all. They have the only choice they have is to pay their internet bill at the end of the month and to maintain an opinion. You heard? But this is so beautiful that this whole symposium is on chess because the mind of the progressive thinker is always trying to think beyond the thoughts of the populace. The populace are and will continue to be a hunk of ignorance that could be moved. They're a big piece of clay. But when you start addressing people individually, individuals are the true source of strength and power. So excellent dialogue. You is not afraid to go against the current of popularity. Everybody wants to posture themselves angry on your event, on your anniversary. I'm not coming there angry. I'm coming with a message of upliftment, and I'm speaking to the most important people in our community is the youth. You understand? The youth in the community. The brothers and sisters that's red pill eloquently demonstrated are the next foreground. The people who are sitting at the feet of masters today who are listening are going to tell the babies in the future who was doing the work and who wasn't. You heard? And we are only known by our fruit, you know? And I'm not talking about the fruit and your behavior and in your private capacity. I'm talking about what you bestow to the family at large, so they can improve the quality of their life, you know. So great job, Nota Ledge. Great job as usual. Peace to the family. This is I always dreamed of speaking to a large group of people, but I never knew that it would not be based off the laurels of my own work. It would be off the laurels of someone else's work, and in particular yours, Polite. You are, as I always tell you, you are a breath of fresh air and feel safer in the world with my daughter knowing that you're alive. So they can't say that nobody did nothing. You heard?
Word up. I did that, bro. I appreciate that, man.
Real talk.
That's mega right now.
Word up. So with that, I see y'all brothers on Sunday. Blue, we got to convene tomorrow. We convene tomorrow. You heard?
Yes.
Yo, Red, tell the people at the class that that joint is on DVD, AA, live in ATL. It's a classic. Shot by brother Rob Patar and Royal Immortal, Patar Ra Tahuti and Royal Immortal down in ATL. Shout out to them. And shout out to the whole ATL fam who is at the class. And shout out to everybody, my Chicago family, you already, everybody, California, you know. So the word out, the people is expecting us in August, Polite.
Oh, yeah, August 19th. We look real good right now. We're in California.
So Cali, it's not a joke. We come in to heal and redeem and create this dialogue so people could benefit at large, and in particular the youth, you know?
Right.
For real. The most revolutionary thing you could do right now is to take a pulse as to what is important to the youth and utilize whatever's important to them and mask our message within what is important to them, so they could be able to flesh it out and be significant in the future. So people who don't know what is the most popular song to the youth don't mean the youth no good whatsoever, because when it hits the fan, or say the aliens come down and they ask your babies, take us to your leaders, they're not going to take you home. They're not going to point home. They're not going to point to Barack Obama. They're not going to point to assembly people and Al Sharpton. They're going to point to their radio and to their iPods, to the music, because the word music comes from the word Messiah. And hip-hop runs the world. And the best thing, I thank you, Polite, because you pulled something off that I never in my whole life could ever think that I would ever be able to do, and that's be on the same ticket with African Bambaataa. See, I'm older than you, and you don't know the impact that the Renegades of Funk had on me and Planet Rock, you heard? And what block parties in 1980 and 81 used to be like, you heard? When they put Planet Rock on and niggas lose their mind, you heard? So, brother, you a legend. That's it. I'm Gucci. And check this out. They brought out, and this is my last diatribe. They brought out in our 30-year itch, they brought out Planet Rock in 1982, 30 years to the Saturn date of 2012. So what was on African Bambaataa's mind where Saturn was in the same place it was when he made the song that it is now? He was preparing people and created a whole culture that is the only thing that can redeem us is the music. Music means Messiah. So if you ain't making music, you ain't about nations. If you ain't got good music, you ain't about nothing. When they come and colonize the people, they tell the people to destroy their drums and make it so they don't sing no more. You heard?
Right.
So niggas, I watch niggas stop dancing. Niggas don't even dance no more. You
right.
heard?
Right.
And the sounds is all, and all the songs are sad, and all the songs mean, all the songs are saying, I want to fuck, but I don't want a relationship. You heard?
Yeah, you're right. Going in.
So,
well, let me explain to you both
see y'all
as
later.
Well. The responsibility or the connection that lays upon that date of March 25th, that is the day the life after death was dropped.
Wow.
So, I'm definitely going to have my double C.
That's interesting.
You know what I'm saying?
That's real interesting.
Absolutely. Let us go.
Yeah,
Rashid calls
drop.
Yeah, his call just dropped.
Ah, he was going in.
Let us go to the call
real quick. Oh, you already calling?
We don't. Yeah. If anything, I'm gonna play a commercial. I'm saying we got to do that.
All right.
Gotta pay these bills. If anything, let me go to two or three callers first. Get the callers in because it's about the voice of the family as well. I'm gonna go to caller from 609-442. Caller. Peace.
Peace. Thanks for taking my call. And I agree with the solution. And, yes, we should continue to organize and not get distracted by another one who looks like us being murdered in broad daylight on television all over the world. And I think what's special about this particular case, in my opinion, is that this is not Pookie. This is not Rajan or Fuquan or Jamal in the hood. This young man, Trayvon Martin, is smiling. Looked like he got his pants up, clean cut,
yeah.
Both parents, nice area, honest student, involved in sports, loving big brother, and he's still a threat. He still got shot. He's not a rapper. He's wearing Hollister. Oh, man, we got to protest. And that's when the energy gets dissipated into something that's not productive. So I believe with the I agree with the brother who's saying that we need to continue to do what we need to do for us and draw the line and say that we are not them, so that when something happens with any of us, something happens right away. It's not no month away and perpetrators still don't get arrested. And
that's
so,
right.
Yes,
that's
continue
right.
to organize, join the covenant. We need to get our status corrected. We should be building neighborhoods, building our town, building our state. If we want the devil off our back, we need to get out of their face. And continue
right.
to not pay attention to them murdering us to such a degree that it gets us emotionally involved in a disagreeable way
right.
because it desensitizes us
that's
to
right.
seeing us getting put out like that. And so, and here's a good guy. So I guess the next segment of our society, they're going to be murdering good guys and getting us desensitized to that because it's not just an old homeless black man or somebody else who looks like they were derelict. I mean, this
right.
story is so popular that we didn't need to pay attention to the Canaanite that got life for that teenager Canaanite down in Mississippi who ran over the brother with his truck that was caught on camera. So they got something in the pocket saying, hey, we do something about some of the people, but this young man, he's special. He's so special, he got the president saying something. Even though it's an election year, he had the president acknowledging that he might be, you know, he looked like he might be my son. So, yes, the solution is for us to continue to do up for ourselves so that when we get to the point wherein we need to protect ourselves, we have a strong unit and body of people.
Yes.
Indeed. All right, good. Thanks, Paul. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. Peace.
Peace.
Okay, let's take it home to the NYC. Caller from the 347-897-898. 347-898, caller.
Peace.
Hey, what's up? Greetings.
It's hey. Corey. Peace to the red pill, blue pill. Sending out my love. I'm just saying what's good. And I'm listening, and I'm rocking and rolling with y'all. But, I miss your dudes on 125. You're on ATL now, so. But I still miss y'all. You heard?
Yeah. I'm back in the building. I was on 125 today. I'll be out there tomorrow as well.
Say no more, my brother.
All right.
Okay, but like I said, I just wanted to reach out. Yes, Lord. What's good?
Yeah. What up?
Hey, man.
Good, dog.
You already know.
Come out to Brooklyn, man. Come out to Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be amongst family on Sunday.
I'm definitely going to be in the building. You heard?
All right.
So, yeah, I'll let y'all. Y'all be good. Y'all be safe. It's all love. You heard?
Absolutely, brother.
Love.
Peace.
1 million.
1 million. 1 trillion. All right. Yes, indeed. Let's go to the 304. All right, let's go to the 304. 304-362, 304 caller.
Peace.
Peace, Nota Ledge.
Greetings.
Greetings.
Greetings, Galaxy. Greetings, Brother Polite, everybody on the line. I want everybody to take this opportunity. Yeah, I mean, I want everybody to take this opportunity to remember that song that Brother Michael came out with called All I Want to Say Is That They Don't Really Care About Us. I've heard brothers plenty of times say things about how, you know, we're getting played down the middle, divide and conquer, things like that. The lady from The Matrix came on your show before, and she said that it wasn't her skin, you know, that wrote The Matrix. And we quote The Matrix when we talk about what we say is the white man doing something to us. And then we say that we're native. And we talk about different things with that. But the way that the native man spoke was a little more galactical than we're speaking. You know, this death here is terrible, as every death that happens in this way is terrible. And everybody for the conscious community, we've seen that movie Inception. So there must be some level of sleep that even the conscious community is still on. So some power isn't being reaped that is there to be reaped. Hopefully someone can understand what I'm saying, because we all grew up listening to Brother Michael, and his message was real. And he went from black to white in his lifetime for something deeper than we want to think about, because we're very superficial with how we view ourselves and others. But please, everybody, if this is going to be a powerful moment, let's embrace it fully and do the same with each other. That's what we're here for. And if we are going to conquer something and do something, that's what it is that's going to be done. Otherwise, we're just going to do segregation better. We're going to do separate but equal better. What did Brother Martin say? This brother's last name was Martin, and Brother Martin, that laid his life out there for everybody, said injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. Different things like that. Brother Malcolm, he did everything he did, you know, and then he went to Mecca. We saw that movie, drank out of the same cup as white brothers and other brothers like that, and then came back here, you know, with a message that was definitely growing from a certain point that it was at before. And him and Martin are what you all say that they were, with the examples that you all give us. But let's really grow, and let's stop being afraid of whoever's going to say, ah, we whitey lovers or nigger lovers in the reverse, what they say amongst each other. We're playing the wrong game. And if we're really going to play off the board, that's the way it's going to happen for the winners. Because we know what it say about Abraham asking God, Allah, Heaven, Jehovah, whatever anybody want to call it, do the same as you did with me with favor for my children. But did not heaven say that it doesn't go towards the inordinate? Who are the real chosen of God or heaven or Allah or Jehovah, whatever anybody wants to choose? Great Spirit. Who's the real children? Are not those that are following the ways of heaven? You know, isn't that the way that it is more important than the skin color of being born Jew or Khazarian or Arab or reading, whatever it is? Isn't it the character and the behavior, how you're carrying yourself? Isn't that how you identify it and how the judgment is going to be? And thank you all for the show. I appreciate what you all do with bringing so many people on all of the time. You keep it very open. And I know heaven got plenty of blessings to you all for that.
Good, thanks,
brother. Brother Polite, you're working very hard, brother. You're working very hard. And so are you guys, Nota Ledge. You're very unmatched. Please let nobody stop your growth. Not just you all, but the whole galaxy. Assalamu alaikum, shalom, everything is good, namaste, anything that's peaceful. Let's remember Thanks. Brother Michael.
Always, always. You're actually on the phone with him, with the Mikael, so, you know what I'm saying, Michael is definitely always here, all right? I want to give thanks to you, brother, peace.
Peace.
Okay, family, let me get into a bill real quick. Pay a light bill. You know what I'm saying? We need to keep the lights on and we will be back real shortly.
Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta, Georgia. Saturday, March 24th at Top Sealy's Raw Reality Restaurant. The Atlanta 2012 Heal the Whole You Day of Wellness Retreat. That's right. Bring your yoga mat and enjoy the teachings of four master teachers from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Come out and hear Him Netter, Not Super T, Ra Sanku Kepper, Dr. Wayne B. Chandler, Asarius Miraculi, and Sister Ki piece of Amun-Ra. Ra Seki Master Nut Amonet will begin and end the event with guided light meditations. Ra vegan lunches are available, and the Forgotten Foods will offer complimentary elixir bars. Tickets are only $25 in advance, $35 at the door. Call Alicia today at 404-401-7448. 404-401-7448. The Atlanta 2012 Heal the Whole You Day of Wellness Retreat. Heal the Whole You Day of Wellness Retreat. Heal the Whole You Day of Wellness Retreat.
All right, family, that's going down in the A tomorrow, mañana. Right, make sure that you are in attendance so you can get the healing of the whole you underway properly. All right, let me open up the rabbi's line. He dropped off. Let me get him back in the building with us. 213-213-270. 213, peace.
Peace, I was good. But
okay.
I'm glad to be back on here
right.
with my family. All right. The callers be enthusiastic.
We had you in the building.
Yeah, you could just put me in queue. Let the callers call in. The callers be very enthusiastic about having having the opportunity to interface with the family and be heard.
Yeah, I just want to have you in attendance because they might want to holler at you as well. So as long as you're in the building, I'm going to go to another caller real quick.
Oh.
All right. So I'm going to go to the caller from the 516-516. 881-516 caller. Peace.
Peace, no ledge.
Greetings, greetings.
No position.
Cosmophysics.
Peace,
yeah,
God.
We're going to elaborate on the astrological and cosmophysics aspect of this issue Sunday on the Abundance Network at 347-215-6592. From 8 to 11, talk about violence in this country altogether. But I just wanted to give props to everybody, you know, and particularly the comment made by the brother Polite when he said everybody wants to fight for this one brother. There's millions of them. And the reason why enthusiasm is we don't have anything to fight for. So one of the best solutions is to build our own and govern ourselves. You know, I recommended it last night on this show. That everyone should read the protocols of the Zion, because this is an example of how they set a legacy to build their nation. And it's not even done. You know, they're on the way to making this up a global power. So if that's not on your mind, you know, if you don't have it in your head that we need to build our nation up so that we could be recognized as a people, then we're not going to be treated as such. Peace.
Peace.
Yeah.
Family, make sure that you join the brother for his show because I know that they're definitely going to delve into the cosmic aspect of things taking place. All right, so you want to know what's going on in that canopy above your head. All right. Good things, brother. Tell them one more time when the show's going to be.
Sunday night on Blog Talk Radio, the Abundance Network. I'm going to call in. 407-215-6592.
Thanks, brother. Peace.
Welcome, peace.
Okay. We got a caller calling in from the 910. And family, the family that wants to join us, you know, afterwards, after the 12 o'clock hour, please do call in the 347-637-2135. All right. 347-637-2135. I'm being told that the lines are somewhat jam-packed. So if you're calling and it's full, just continue to call until you get in, 347-637-2135. Again, Sidenet, if you're on the line, press the number one so I can get you in.
All right,
let me go to caller from the 910-484-910 caller.
Peace. It's the orange pill in the building.
Peace.
Peace to the pills, blue and red. Peace to the Kabbalah God. Love you, Allah.
Peace
to Ra Ku, Cosmophysics, Sonetta, Polite. I'm just sitting back speechless tonight. Y'all doing a great job. This whole concentration of thought, I really want us to put it more into, you know, that vibration of seeing. It's really important that we see right now. We got a lot of energy on the line right now, and just seeing what it is that's real for all of us. And don't be pulled into the hate, man. And I'm the most, you know, I'm always about slap shit out of somebody and fuck them rappers in Miami. They ain't doing shit. What happened with these cats in Florida? But all that is to the side now. Don't let your energies get pulled into hate, you know, right now. It's real important. And I definitely would encourage everybody to keep their prayers and some love and light being sent to Trayvon's family. You can just imagine what his mother is going through, you know, but not let it vibrate in that hateful energy. And that's coming from me, that's real big. And I just encourage everybody to look at it mathematically and scientifically. Please tune in to the brother, that Cosmophysics show, Sunday at 8 o'clock, to see how that brother goes in and does his demonstration on that as well, if you're not able to make it on Sunday. But everybody should be in Brooklyn for that event that Polite's got going on, putting the family together. Just like Rashid said, Polite, just what you're doing is monumental, Lord. I love you. You know what I'm saying? I ain't seen you in a minute, but I always got my mind on you and what you're doing, and got my angels watching your back. So peace.
Peace.
Peace, Coach.
Peace, peace.
All right. Let's go to another caller from, okay, let's go to the 704 caller. Peace.
Peace, peace, no less, family, peace.
Greetings, peace.
Peace, I just want to let y'all know I'm really, really loving this show tonight. Sending a lot of love, and just want to send a love shout out to the brother Trayvon's family.
Indeed.
You know, I just want to let this brother Polite know that we really love you down here. We got to get you in Charlotte or somewhere in Carolina, man. You really doing it big. We love you.
I dig. I'm with that.
Yes, sir.
Face with you, man. I'm with it, man. This whole year is dedicated to traveling all over the world. This whole year. And that's not an understatement. It's a reality. Starting September 22nd, I won't be back in America until 2013, because September 22nd I'll be touring in Africa. I'll be teaching in Morocco, Ethiopia, Nigeria, and South Africa. And then from there, the last month, in December, I'll be in UK. And then I'll possibly be coming back to this thing they call America or United States. The top of 2013, and for the rest of this year, before I get over there in September, I'm everywhere. I'm traveling. You know, right after this class, I'm in Nicholas one more time, then I'm in Black Nobel in Philly. That's on the 5th of April. Then I'm in April 20th and 21st. I'm in Toledo, Ohio, April 22nd. I'm in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. April 28th, the week right after, I'm going all the way down to Tampa Bay, Florida, to teach at South Florida University College. Straight from there, I'll be back in New York May 6th, teach with Delbert Blair in the National Black Theater. Then May 20th, I'm with Paul Mooney. Then May 27th, I'm in Indiana, Indianapolis. Then June 17th, I'm in Chicago. Following that, I'm in Georgia. Following that, I'm going to California. That's August 19th, I believe that is. And then I'm in Houston, Texas, 2 weeks from there, and back to New York one more time before I go to Africa and to be gone for the year. So, I mean, everything in between that, if I can help it, I try to get it in. You know, everything in between that, if I can help it, I try to get it in, because I'm just campaigning right now, and I really feel passionate about what I'm teaching about. I really feel good about the results. I spoke to a brother on the phone the other day and talked about giving our parents a house, you know, and the feeling that you get when you bought your mom's or you bought your pops a house. My pop left me at age 8, and I can't hold a grudge. He's my pops, and I'm mad as hell that he left me an excuse because he was feeling like he was a failure and the pressures of a black man and all that. I understood all of that, so I didn't like it. But at the end of the day, after he left me at age 8, I can't express the feeling I felt when I bought my pops a house. It was just like the best feeling because I used to go to him when he met me back when I was 17. I was in and out of prison. He was giving me his last dollars for me to survive, you know, and I knew he was giving me his last dollars because he worked off the books for a furniture company. And I felt bad, but I'm like, yo, I needed the money, and I'm still his child, and, yo, you ain't been there for me. The least you can do is hit me with a little 20 spot or something. So it feels real good when you can turn around, not have your parents in some home or some shelter. It feels real good when you can turn around and say, look, here, Pops, thanks for looking out for me. You know, and that kind of stuff, that's not the – people keep talking about the material is not a good mind state. That feeling was not a materialistic feeling that I experienced when I gave my Pops a house. You know, and that's the feeling that I need other people to feel because that makes you just want to do more good for other people. And I think that good perpetuated that good outside of my immediate household, as all my wives got houses and homes. But I extended that love, and now I'm sharing that with the community, not just the houses, but just generating revenue in particular. Not just that, correcting people's credit scores. People say, well, there's nothing spiritual about that, but there's everything spiritual about that because you get displaced and depressed when every time there's a window opportunity, someone says, yo, you want to apply for a new free phone? And then you apply, and you can't get it. Would you like to apply for a Walmart card? And you apply, and you can't get it. Would you like to get a house? You can't get it because your credit score messed up. I'm telling you, this is changing people's lives. This is turning us against each other. This is stressing us out. This is destroying our relationships. This is making people become criminals. This is making people become strippers. This is making people become drug dealers. This whole credit thing is crazy. And I'm trying to tell people, like, look, the elders were computer phobics. They was afraid of the computer. So that dynamic where the elders paid the bills, but they was afraid of the computer. So when our generation came in, we learned the computer, so we learned how to put up YouTube clips and demean ourselves. We learned how to go on Facebook and try to get a shorty, try to get a wife, so we could hook up with somebody. Well, we ain't never learned how to pay bills with the computer yet, other than automated services. On wiring shit Western Union and going into a store, we didn't really learn the fullest extent of the electronic era with 90% of don't be like 4%ers, man. 4% of the people, 4% of the money is paper. Don't be like the 4%ers, man. They got you thinking it's all about that paper. Don't do it.
Before we move into, you know, that particular critical Blog Talk time, I want to bring some more of the callers in. In particular, I want to bring Kim Simon in.
Okay. I want to take the wheel seat that you want to drive against. Just want to pull over because it's working.
Okay. All right, it's definitely not a safe spot to be in. I know that call will come over because they possibly hit something. You want to take it down?
Hello? All right. Caller from the 347-347-496. 347-496. Caller, peace.
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 Yeah, peace to all the family, everybody that came on. I heard Kaye, I heard Rashid. What the light just said, man, just touched me, man, that it brought tears to my eyes because that's exactly what I would like to do for my own mother and my own father. You know, I've worked so hard for people, and you know, I'm a person that have done so much stuff that that I love, and probably not make enough money from it, is because I loved it so much. I kept on doing it from the reggae world and helped other people to get rich. I've helped SOBs to get rich. I've helped Madison Square Garden. I've helped VP Records. I've helped so many people, and doing it because I love something.
That's right.
And when you do something that you love, brothers and sisters, sometimes you forget about yourself and just do it because you love it and because you love the people. But honestly, I asked my mother the other day, I said, Mom, would you like to move out of New York? I'm really working on it. You know what I mean? She's content here, but if I could get, you know, through what I'm learning from brother here and through his books and all that stuff and correcting my status. But if I could get something for her, that'll be it. Even if she don't want to leave, it's hers. And you feel good when you could do that. You know? And like I told Brother Polite, I said, you know, one of my goals on my vision board is to open up like a holistic home for elderly people.
That's right.
Because I'm tired of hearing Dr. Ben and these other people, or my own mother, or your parents, or whoever, being
right.
under the scrutiny of somebody else instead of ourselves. And
that's
have
right.
our own, we could have sea moss being fed to them instead of garbage, milk, and all that cheese and stuff that they feed to these people.
And nutriment.
You know what I'm saying? We can have Dr. Sabi stuff, you know, holistic height stuff instead of this bull crap.
No, in particular, they feed them this very conspicuous brownish liquid that looks just like sea moss. You know what I'm saying? It's like an Ensure. And you know,
I'm not sure about Ensure.
Nah, Ensure is definitely out. You know what I'm saying? That's not
exactly
because what they were totally missing the point of. It was creating more mucus.
Exactly.
And my grandfather at the time, I'm like, why are you feeding him something that's creating mucus? If the issue that he has deal with his lungs. When I was giving him sea moss, he was bouncing back to life. So I was just imagining what it could do for other elders in that same predicament.
Exactly.
There's so many people that we're losing just because we can't be able to touch them because we don't have the proper facilities.
And that's what we need to establish, man, especially in this whole thing, man. As a unit, as a family together. So we have to work on each other and work for and by one another, like Dr. York used to say back in the Ansar days, work for and by one another. When we lived together and worked it out, you know. Some things we missed and some things we didn't miss, and we learned from Doc. Doc used to say, yo, you got to learn from other teachers, learn from other leaders, man. Learn from other people, their mistakes. We got to learn from them, and then do what they're not doing. And I believe in my heart why I support the brother is because he's learned from other leaders. He studied other leaders, and he's doing what needs to be done now. Now. Has to be done now. Before I drop dead, I'm 40. I'm 40, so I could be taken out of here at any time. You know what I'm saying? So people are dying at younger age than I am on
That's
the
right.
street. So I could be taken out, but at least I know that, you know, as I'm writing my book and all that kind of stuff, I'm saying to myself, I said, this brother just brought tears to my eyes because that's real. He said he bought his father a house who left him. And I would do the same thing for my pop. When he left me, I still show him love. And I remember when he wrote me an apology letter. You know what I wrote him back? I wrote him back an apology letter in all red writing. And I wrote it, and you know what red represents organically is blood. And I told him what it meant. I wrote it back in blood, and I wrote it in the letter. I said, I thank Dr. York. I thank Elijah Muhammad. I thank people like men like that, that when he wasn't there, woke me up to
That's
recognize
right.
who I am and what I'm supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we got to keep on supporting each other in what we do in all 1,000 ways. Brothers and sisters, we got to really work it out. You know, brothers going to work it out, sisters going to work it out. We got to keep on doing that. And I'm glad that we're going to be doing this on Sunday with the unity. We got the rabbi, we got the general, we got the numerologist, we got the Zulu leader, we got Polite, we got from New Covenant, we got Inky, we got all of these, and the sisters that's coming up to speak. I mean, it's going to be an awesome event, man. And whatever we're doing, keep on doing. And keep on loving one another while we're doing it, man. And let's do it together. That's all I can say, brother. But thank
and
y'all
if you
very much.
To see the screen, don't forget, you can go to 2012res.com, 2012res.com. If you can't make it in person, get in tune with the data. So like I said, the name of the dissertation, the part that I'm doing is keep off of millionaires and houses are the new credit cards. Welcome to the Money Matrix. And it's going to go into a great deal of information that is not taught in the public school system because the public school system is owned by the government. And the government is really a corporation. And if the corporation owns the public school system, they're going to teach you to be who? Employers or employees? They're going to teach you to be employees. So we got really, really factor those things in, which means they're not going to teach us nothing about the modern-day credit system. They're not going to teach us nothing about how to finance or choose our monies in appropriate fashion. They're going to teach us about every step towards budgeting. They're not going to teach us these things. This is what's really ultimately hurting our people. You know, we just are misappropriating our energy. Like I said, money is energy, and we misappropriate our energy all the time because we put it into something else where we never get it back, and that's just throwing away our energy. You work hard, you exert energy, you get the paper dollars that you've been looking for so hard, so long, and then you give it to somebody else, and just like that, you drain. You gotta work all over again. All right? So you just have to figure out how to do this thing the right way. I'm telling you, most of our problems, like God taught me, he said a simple, stable income will solve most of our problems. And that came from a spiritual. He said a simple, stable income will solve most of our problems.
Some
I quoted it in this song that I put out. You know?
Some streams.
It goes a long way.
You build your civilization as all of our ancestors did. When you go to the mounds, every mound is built next to a stream. Because the stream is a conduit, you know what I'm saying? And that's how the current flows. So if you have four or five streams that are always flowing, that are always, you know what I'm saying, intaking, you could be insured, you know what I'm saying, that your problems will be easy to mitigate, to get past, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, the reason that a lot of people feel so helpless about these particular situations is because they don't have the finances to actually follow through with their inner emotions and telling them needs to be done. And I think the majority of people don't feel that, you know, they need to load a 9mm and go take down Zimmerman or go take down a police force. They're being pushed to say they need to do for self. Like, okay, now's the time that I want to put, you know what I'm saying, that shovel in the ground and break ground for our own thing. You know what I'm saying? Now's the time that we want to resurrect our own Black Wall Street. But they're scratching their heads and saying, well, where do we start? And when they think about, you know, what might be potentially in front of them, they start scratching their heads, and then they feel out of power. Like, they feel hopeless. Like, damn. You know, well, they don't even have the imagination to fathom it to say, where do I start? Because, like, once they say, okay, they could picture it, then how do they even go about it? All right, well, we need 20 to 40 acres. Well, how do I do that? So the education still is important. You know what I'm saying?
Real important.
We can actually formulate these ideas and think them through. Tonight is a new moon, perfect time for invocations. You can use this energy in the celestial skies to invoke what you want. You know what I'm saying? You can go into altars, which is a piece of white blank paper with your pen or your pencil, and start invoking, you know what I'm saying, firmly, not passively, but invoking, bringing this into reality, and then start following through with action, you know what I'm saying? And one of the most, you know, easiest things you can do, like a layup, is make sure that you're in the building on Sunday to get this information so you can leave that venue, and now your mind can make the connections, and synapses is firing in your brain, to visualize, all right, well, this is how I'm going to get that bump that I need to get that track of land that I'm going to start building on. I'm going to build the very first wall, and then my neighbor's going to build a wall next to him. Next, you know it. You know what I'm saying? You got your wall set up. You know what I'm saying? You throw your towers up. Anybody that violates that perimeter, you handle your business.
Oh, and that's why I'm so excited.
It has to
start. Still real excited about doing what I love to do right now in life. I'm real excited and elated about the presentation that I have ready for Sunday, March 25th, because the number one question amongst many questions is, how do I get started if I don't have nothing? I say, yo, listen, Pete, I'm going to be honest. You know, anything going on?
Hello? Phone breaking up. You there? You? Hello?
Yo, I'm here.
Hello?
Polite, you still there?
Did the brother's line drop?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Line just dropped. I still want to go to the 313 because we still got the 313 with us. And I want to see if our 313 guest is still in the building or ready for the phone line. So call her from the 313-427. Peace. 313-427. Peace.
I guess not.
Okay. We still got some callers on the line. Let me go to the good 718-495-7185. Peace, caller.
Piece of the red and blue pill, C. Reyes.
Peace to Reyes.
Peace to A.A. Rashid and everybody else on the line. I just wanted to say something that Polite was saying that's very pertinent. It is that time we divide ourselves from the people that we call ourselves our people, even though we want the masses of our, well, quote unquote, those that are our original people to wake up. But we're at this vortex in time to where if you ain't wake up yet with the ones that are waking up for this beyond future, it's like, you know, most of everybody else are like, distractions, because it's like we really have to separate ourselves, because these same children that are dying, whether it be senseless or a catalyst to start the whole event, because I'm skipping across a lot of subjects, but it's like what Polite said, it's like they're using the catalyst to get us to go back into crazy mode so they can still see if the Willie Lynch method is still deeply applied and embedded in us. Because that's what I was feeling when I seen this whole incident with this young man dying. I was like, wait a second. This is another catalyst for them to trying to get us to outrage again. And the funny thing is they've been sending out signals in the hood for our own people to go at each other. You see what I'm saying? And even though we come to the point one of our children, like this young man that passed away, is dead, is that it's like nobody has stepped to the background and said, well, okay, was this an innocent individual that got taken away, or was this individual part of the catalyst that is supposed to get everybody to jump? Because everybody is jumping to, everybody wants justice, but nobody is jumping to say, what's the background of the nature of these people? Is this worth fighting for, or was this just one of these kids that seemed good or played the role, or was this just a whole catalyst to set all black people off again? Because the way they're pushing everything towards is the police chief, when he gives his little readings about the case and what they're doing, he never looks directly at the camera, really. He always looking at a right angle or a left angle. You know what I'm saying? And it's like it seems to me that this thing is all but a catalyst to send everybody back into rage mode, because something else is about to appear. What do you call this? A false flag to bring on a bigger thing that is about to happen? Because all of these little, well, this is not little, this killing of this child and all of these things that happened within European countries, and they just made the head of the World Bank, this Asian guy, I forget where he's from, either China or Japan, but he's the new head of the World Bank.
Did you
Bank.
See that?
Yo,
he's a rapper.
Yeah, yo, I seen that. I said, what? Is this? I said, hold up. Somebody got to be doing a spoof, putting a piece of his head on somebody else. And I was like, oh, this dude's for real.
Dude is a rapper.
I said, but wait a second. I see what this is. He's setting the new paradigm program into effect because China owns most of all the mineral rights in the world, because they found a new type of rock to enhance the speaker to get it being, you know what I'm saying, to have the speaker more amplified. And I was like, wait a second. This dude is the head of the IMF bank, and he's up here busting the rap and wearing 1980s shades, and he's going back to 80s. But I said, wait a second. One thing about a duplicate is that they try to reinvent what was happening in another time, but they try to reinvent it to fit themselves in that paradigm when they weren't into it. So it's like he's creating an 80s paradigm where Asian people didn't fit in, but they were at the helms of taking control of this government by the helm, by taking, like they say, Asian people say the best way to take somebody is not to take the whole beach at one time, is to take it one piece of sand at a time. And they developed that technique very well to where they own all the mineral rights, and the mineral are nothing but small pieces of.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.